High school football is on the air on ESPN 1550 KICS. This is the Locker Room Show, brought to you by Transportation Equipment, 100 North Laird in Hastings. Now, let's talk to the coach on the Locker Room Show.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to our high school football game of the week here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio. The Adams Central Patriots home to the Creek Cardinals tonight. And Bill Carlin joins us, head football coach of the Adams Central Patriots. Coach, first of all, 28-27 last week at Aurora. Dropped it by a point, but what a great high school football game, and what an effort by your kids.
That was really a fun game to watch if you didn't care who won. You know, it was one of those that I thought our kids, we kind of got out of the gate a little slow, and it took us a while to maybe feel that we belonged. But our kids came back. We fought hard, played the game, you know, with all the energy we had. It just came up a little bit short. So that was the disappointing part. We wish we could have got the two-point conversion, maybe got a W. But our effort was good, and we improved from 1 week to the next. So that's about what we could control.
That's the thing. You gave yourselves an opportunity at the end of the ball game to win, Coach. You can't ask for any more than that. If you make the 2-point conversion, you probably win the game. You didn't, and you drop it by a point. But the kids gave themselves an opportunity to win.
Yeah, they really did. You know, they put themselves in position to win the ball game, and you know, you got to be happy with that part of it. And we probably had a little bit of lady luck on our side to get to that position. So, you know, we're happy with our effort, disappointed with the results, but the kids played hard and, like you said, gave themselves a chance to win the game.
You talk about this season's already a third over, Coach. Three games in the books. The Patriots are 2-1, start the middle third of the season with Crete tonight. So after three, Coach, you're pretty happy with things. Are you happy with the way the team's progressed through the first three?
Well, I think, you know, with all the inexperience we had coming back, I think, you know, we're probably sitting maybe where I hoped we might be at. You know, I didn't know. I knew Hastings had an awful strong team. I knew Aurora was going to be strong. I know Crete's strong. Gehring's still undefeated. So we're kind of in that stretch of our ball games that we knew was going to be tough, and I just didn't know how our group would come along. And so we've improved from day one and to where we are now. But, you know, we still have a good stretch of games here that's going to be very challenging.
Gaining that experience has been pretty, I guess, invaluable for a lot of these kids, Coach. They're having to grow up in a hurry, kind of, aren't they?
Yeah, they really are, you know, and that's Class B football. You know, Class B, you don't see very many sophomores playing out there, and if you do, you know, you're one of the rare athletes that are out there, or else your team has maybe down a little bit in those positions. So, you know, our group here, we know that year in, year out, Class B is going to play a lot of juniors and seniors, and they're big, strong kids, and that's what we found from moving up from Class C 5 years ago or so, that everybody has juniors and seniors, and everybody's linemen average about 240 or 250, and that's really been a challenge for our group to match that.
Okay, Coach, the Creek Cardinals in town tonight. We'll take a timeout. When we return, we'll have a little talk about the Cardinals and the Patriots after this timeout on tonight's pregame show.
For sales, service, and repairs, come to Hastings RV Center, Transportation Equipment Company. That new or used RV you've been waiting for may be on the lot at Transportation Equipment Company. Mari and Barb will also take care of all your repairs and services, including hitch work, wiring, and camper detailing. Do some dealing at Transportation Equipment Company, 100 North Laird in Hastings, just north of the railroad tracks. Open Monday through Saturday. Transportation Equipment Company supports all local and area athletes and teams.
Welcome back to tonight's pregame show before the Adams Central Patriots and the Crete Cardinals, Class B high school football here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio in Hastings. And Bill Carlin joins us, the head football coach of the Adams Central Patriots. Coach, the Crete Cardinals in town tonight. They are the defending state champions, and they are ranked number one this year. And obviously, they are loaded once again. Tell us about the Cardinals and why are they so good?
Well, it all starts up front with them. They have two outstanding linemen. They're all pretty good size up there, but two of them are extraordinarily good, and that's Chase Sherman and Jeff Hoshi, and they're both about 250 pounds, very good blockers, very good at what they do up front. They're very physical, very dominating up front, and then they have a really good trigger man pulling the trigger for them at quarterback, and Derek McGinnis. He's started since he's a sophomore. He's a big kid. He throws the ball well, runs the ball well. But they're surrounded by, you know, very good athletes up and down the line. You don't win the state title last year with two or three guys. They are very good from top to bottom.
That really is the key, isn't it, Coach, for these guys? And if you be successful, because we talk about that a lot, that play up front, if they got some people there that are hard to move and really skilled at what they're doing, it really makes it difficult for the other team, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. Last year, they just dominated us up front. We were able to throw the ball, but to stay in the ball game, and we were with them for about three quarters. But eventually, up front, they took control and dominated us there, and they were able to run the ball as well as they wanted and took away our run. We could not run the ball at all against them and had to throw the ball to move the ball. And then they got a couple of big key plays with an interception return and a punt return that really was the difference in our ball game last year. So, their play up front was dominating last year. They've been that way so far this year.
Okay, you got the younger people, some of the younger people up front, but have them matured through the first three games. Is that going to be maybe the main key tonight to how you handle them up front?
Well, I think it's going to be a big part of it. We got to be able to have a little bit of balance. Last year, we totally had to throw the ball. We threw it over 35 times last year against them and basically had about 20 yards rushing for the whole game. And that's not the kind of ball we want to play. But last year, to stay with them, that was the case. So this year, we're hoping we can get a little more balance. We need to get some running going to go with our passing. I still think we're going to have to probably throw the ball to move it as well as we can. And then we might have to do some things different and try to get some things going besides the passing game.
This ball club, how is it different from Aurora offensively? I think you've mentioned previously that maybe this ball club might try to pound it and pound it if they can, although McGinnis can certainly throw the ball. But you look for them to really try to keep it on the ground if they can.
Well, that's their thing. Their power game is their big thing, and they like to do that. But with McGinnis at quarterback, and they have about a fleet group of about four or five guys that are very small, very quick, but very fast and very good receivers, so they can bring in a different package besides their power game, spread the field, and then try to get you off balance a little bit that way too. So they do have more weapons than just their power running game, but they want to hang their hat on their power game.
Your ball club tonight, Coach, take advantage of every opportunity, try to keep the mistakes down to a minimum, and give yourselves again at the end of the game that opportunity?
Well, definitely. We got to try to take advantage of every short field, and anytime we get an opportunity to score, we need to get points on the board and then just play hard. They're the defending state champs. They got an undefeated team going right now, and so it's going to be a challenge for our bunch, but it's, again, a chance for us to measure ourselves against some of the top in the state and see where we stack up and what we can do better and what we got to do to improve.
Well, Coach, you think your guys through these first three, as we mentioned, they've matured, they've gained some experience. They'll be feeling pretty good about themselves and the way the season has gone so far. And they're not going to be intimidated by the Cardinals. Certainly weren't last week and haven't been this year. And they're not likely to be tonight. So just go out and have some fun and do your best, right?
Well, I think so. Our bunch here, we don't back away from too many fights. And so, I have a feeling that my bunch is going to show up with a little bit of fire in their eyes and want to see what they can do and get after people a little bit. And I think they'll show up and play hard. And we don't know what's going to happen, but it's always been a situation where our group kind of shows up with a lot of fight and will give everything they got. And I know they'll put it all on the field and see where things stack up at the end of the night.
And that's tonight against the Creed Cardinals for Adams Central. Coach, good luck tonight. Hopefully we'll have a chance to talk after it's over. Appreciate your time.
All right. Thanks a lot, Blaine.
That's Bill Carlin, head football coach of the Adams Central Patriots. Stay tuned. Play-by-play coming up. Adams Central and Creed.
The Locker Room Show has been brought to you by Transportation Equipment of Hastings. Stay tuned. The play-by-play is up next on ESPN 1550 KICS.
Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata proudly supports all the Adams Central athletes, teams, and coaches. Good luck in all your sports seasons. Stromer Land Leveling makes the land more productive by terracing, grading, moving that hill, or laying a culvert. Stromer Land Leveling has been serving Hastings, Juniata, and South Central Nebraska since 1957. More than 50 years of professional service and attention to detail. Call Daryl at 402-751-2567 or 461-8033. It's Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata.
Health and happiness. Kind regard for others. Honoring relationships. These are long-standing values of our hometown and state. Values that are important to us, too. Through generations of change and innovation, we've always offered healthcare focused on you. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, a tradition of respect.
High school football starts now. Brought to you by Platte River Radio Sports.
The Adams Central Patriots return home after last week's thriller against Powerhouse Aurora.
28-27, Adams Central is trailing in the ballgame. The Patriots are going to go for the win here with 37 seconds to play. Creighton Reed up under center, backs in the I formation. Man goes in motion. Here's a handoff. They're going to give the ball to Fowler, trying to get outside. He's going to be stopped.
For the Patriots, the road doesn't get easier as the Creek Cardinals come to Patriot Field. Fresh off a Class B state title and showing no signs of slowing down, the Adams Central Patriots have a tough task tonight. Now, let's send you live to Patriot Field for the call of tonight's game. ESPN Radio's Blaine Bulis.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to Adams Central's Patriot Field for high school football here tonight, a Class B matchup for the Adams Central Patriots against the Creek Cardinals here tonight. The Patriots at 2-1 on the year, the Creek Cardinals 3-0 on this football season, the defending Class B state champion. So this should be a dandy tonight. The Adams Central Patriots, with their two wins and one loss on the season, defeated Sydney to start this season 35-7. Beat Hastings High 13-3, and then last week lost by 1 point to Aurora by the score of 37-28 last Friday night. As you heard on the open here of this play-by-play, the Patriots going for two after scoring late in the contest, fell short and lost the game to Aurora 28-27, but that was the Patriots wanted to win it in regulation, but they couldn't get the two-point conversion into the end zone and lost it 28-27. Adams Central 2-1 on the year. They're coming in averaging 25 points a game, giving up 12 per contest, 304 yards of total offense for the Patriots so far, 180 on the ground, 124 through the air. So Adams Central and Coach Bill Carlin taking on the number one ranked, the defending state champions in Class B, the Creek Cardinals. And again, it looks like the Cardinals are loaded for bear this year. They are 3-0. They beat Grand Island Northwest 40-16 to start the season. Won at home in their last two over Omaha Scott Catholic 36-6 and Waverly 33-0. They scored 109 points. They've given up only 22. They average 36 per game. They give up only 7 per contest. The Creek Cardinals have rushed for 567 yards, passed for 269, 836 total yards. They average 278 per game. They've given up an average of 172 yards per game. They've given up only 194 yards rushing in three games, so around 60 a contest. They've given up 324 yards of passing yards per contest. And the Cardinals, stout defensively, stout offensively. They're the total package. This is a big challenge for the Adams Central Patriots here tonight as they try to win their third game in four starts to start this 2011 football season. But Adams Central and Crete about ready to kick things off here tonight as here at Patriot Field on a cool, cloudy evening here in Hastings, as the Creek Cardinals defeated the Patriots last year when these two teams met by the score of 34-20. And the Adams Central Patriots and the Creek Cardinals will kick it off in just a little bit. For the Creek Cardinals, just a couple of the highlights. They're going to have to keep their eyes, and the Patriots will, and we will too, on Derek McGinnis, the quarterback. He's thrown for 269 yards for Crete, averages 83 a game. He's thrown for three scores, only thrown one interception. Colton Mock leads the team in rushing, 54 attempts, 250 yards for Mock as he leads the team in rushing. And Corey Cockwarf is the leading receiver. He's caught nine in three games for the Cardinals, 145 yards of receptions for Corey Cockwarf of the Crete Cardinals. So the Patriots and the Cardinals about ready to kick things off. We're going to take a timeout here before the opening kickoff. We'll have the opening kickoff in the first quarter of this contest after this 1 minute timeout.
Pro Team Design is proud to support our area athletes and their fans. We do that the best way we know how, which is providing quality screen printing and embroidery and unmatched service to all of Central Nebraska. For everything from youth football to college volleyball, we have the brands you want at prices you can afford. So call Pro Team Design in Grand Island today for all of your corporate, athletic, or personal screen printing and embroidery needs. Pro Team Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
The Superheroes of Service, powered by Glenwood. Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's hastingstribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, hastingstribune.com.
High school football action is on Platte River Radio, 308-646-0506. Put it in your phone book and text us when you've got an area high school sports score.
And welcome back to Patriot Field. Blaine Bulis with you in high school football tonight. The Adams Central Patriots, the Creek Cardinals here on ESPN 1550, KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. Adams Central will come in led on the ground so far this year by Jake Fowler. 443 net yards rushing for Fowler in 49 attempts. The average is 147 yards per game. Of course, the Patriots have been going with the dual quarterbacks, Kyle Goldenstein and Creighton Reed. They've each completed 14 passes. Goldenstein has scored a pass 28 times, Reed 21 times on the season. 207 yards throwing for Goldenstein, Reed 166, one TD pass for Goldenstein, and three for Creighton Reed. They'll be in there alternating at quarterback, I'm sure, again tonight. The leading receiver so far for the Patriots, Blake Overmiller, he caught eight balls in the game last week at Aurora. Blake kind of banged up in the first two games, didn't play a whole lot, but he's in at wide receiver last week. Eight receptions, 152 yards of receptions for Overmiller, and two TDs last night. Ryan Bruno has caught nine balls for 129 yards for the Patriots, and Jake Fowler's caught six for 39 yards. So the Patriots and the Cardinals about ready to begin things here this evening. And the Cardinals and the Patriots will go at it here in just a few minutes. Adam Central's going to kick off to start this thing. Creek Cardinals are going to get the football to start it going from left to right, basically from west to east here this evening in this first quarter. Adam Central and the Creek Cardinals. The Cardinals will start Derek McGinnis, the senior at quarterback, Colton Steer, a junior at fullback, and Colton Mock, a senior at the tailback. Mitch Marvin is a wide receiver, and Corey Cockwarf is also a wide receiver. Garrett Wall is the tight end. John Hoshi, Justin Holman, Kyle Frew, Chase Sherman, Ethan Renner up front for the Creek Cardinals. And here's the kickoff by Goldenstein. Will go into the end zone, and Crete will start out first and 10 on their own 20. So the kickoff right there by, Jake Fowler kicks that thing off for the Patriots and kicks it into the end zone. And Crete will start first and 10 on their own 20-yard line. Again, the quarterback is Derek McGinnis. The coach's son, Chuck McGinnis, who's won 106 games and lost only 35 his career at Crete, as the offense will come out for the red and white of the Crete Cardinals. The McGinnis, the quarterback, Colton Steer, a couple Coltons in the backfield, Steer and Mock in this contest for the Cardinals. So out they come. In the I formation there, everybody else in tight for the Cardinals. The handoff goes to the tailback, a pretty good hole. Out past the 25, running the footballs, Colton Mock. Mock on his first carry, good gain from his own 20. Out to about the 28-yard line, a pickup of eight on the play there by Mock. Now last year, as Coach Carlin talked about in the pregame show, if you heard it, Crete holding Adams Central very well, as the Patriots could not run the football last year, and the Cardinals used their strength and size last year to win the football game, run the football, throw it last year, and they've got some great athletes up front again this year. John Hoshi and Chase Sherman are the big two up front. Hoshi goes 245, Chase Sherman's 270, and a flag on the play before this snap of the ball offside on Adams Central. That will give the Creek Cardinals a first down. Out to the 33-yard line. So the Patriots offside as they line up there. First penalty of the game. Moves it 5 yards up the field for the Cardinals. First and 10 at their own 33-yard line. So out come the Cardinals. First and 10 on their own 33-yard line. First possession. McGinnis now in the shotgun. Over his head goes the snap. McGinnis will fall in the football. Now he can't come up with it, and we'll see the Patriots have the football. A bad snap on the shotgun and recovered by Kevin Holland of Adams Central. That snap goes over the head of McGinnis. He went back to try to fall on it, couldn't come up with it, And Kevin Holland falls on it for Adams Central. So the first big break of the game on the 14-yard line. Adams Central first and 10 on the Crete 14. Kevin Holland with the fumble recovery as the Cardinals never gain possession of the football. And the Cardinals will go on defense, and Kyle Goldenstein will start at quarterback. Kyle Cutterford and Jake Fowler in the eye for Adams Central on offense. To the tailback Fowler, to the 15, inside the 10, maybe 6 yards there inside the 10 for Jake Fowler. Fowler's the tailback, Kyle Cutterford's the fullback. They'll spot that football at the 8-yard line, a pickup of 6 on the play for Jake Fowler to start this one for Adams Central. Second and 4 at the 8. So a turnover on Crete gives Adams Central great field position on the 14. They get 6 on first down. Going wide to the right is Blake Overmiller. To the left is Jake Fowler in the shotgun. Now Creighton Reed on the second snap to Cutterford. Pretty good hole up the middle, but shut down quickly by the Cardinals. Pick up a maybe 1 or 2. Going to be third and short for the Patriots. Deep in Crete territory. They'll call it the 6-yard line. It's going to be third down and about 2 yards to go from the Crete 6-yard line. Cutterford got 2 there. Kevin Holland, Austin Bonner, Zach Bramble, Derek Nissen, Lathan Schmidt, and Nate Heinrichs will be doing the play up front for the Patriots from tackle to tackle. Jesse Ackerman's the tight end. Goldenstein back in there at quarterback. So 3 plays and 3 different quarterbacks. Goldenstein, Reed, and now Goldenstein. I formation, 3rd and 2. Handoff goes to Fowler. He's hit at the line of scrimmage. No gain there. So the Patriots can't get the first down on 3rd down, and they'll face a 4th down. They'll spot that football on about the 5, maybe a yard. It's going to be 4th down and about a yard from the Crete 5. Very important part of this game already, as Adams Central, who could not run the football very well at all last year against Crete, trying to get a 1st down here as they take advantage of the turnover by the Crete Cardinals. 4th and a yard at the 5. Reed at quarterback. I formation. Handoff goes to Fowler, dances his way inside the 5, keeps his balance. Good balance by Fowler as he was hit at about the line of scrimmage, but kept his balance and gets a 1st down. Down to about the 3-yard line, a pickup of 2, but just enough for a 1st down for Jake Fowler. 1st and goal at the 3-yard line for the Adams Central Patriots. So Fowler with a nice run there, keeping his balance, getting the 1st down. If he'd have gone down on the first hit, the Patriots would be back on defense, but Fowler kept his feet, and it's 1st and goal at the 3. Goldenstein at quarterback, I formation, 2 wide receivers, over Miller and Bruna. Handoff goes to Cutterford. Not much room. Cutterford tries to power his way forward. Maybe a yard. It's going to be 2nd and goal. Kyle Cutterford, the fullback, carries that time. They spot the football just about at the goal line. It's going to be 2nd and goal from the 1. Cutterford got 2 on that one. 2nd and goal from about the 1-yard line. So Adams Central trying to take advantage of the first turnover and this first opportunity in the football game. Send out a wide receiver to the left and 1 to the right. I formation. Reed the quarterback. 2nd and goal from the 1. Keeping the football and going into the end zone for the touchdown is Creighton Reed. A 1-yard touchdown run by the quarterback Creighton Reed. And Adams Central's jumped out into the lead, and they take advantage of the first turnover of this football game. Creighton Reed, a 1-yard touchdown run, and Adams Central covers the 14 yards in 6 plays, and they have a 6-0 lead with the extra point pending here. And Chance Vorderstross, the junior, is basically the extra point and field goal kicker now for the Patriots, and Chance Vorderstross will try the extra point for Adams Central. It is snapped. It is kicked by Vorderstross. It's going to be up there long enough, high enough, and good. Chance Vorderstross with the extra point. So with 9:13 to go in period number 1, Adams Central strikes first. It's Adams Central 7, Crete nothing. Back with the Patriots kickoff in 30 seconds.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Bob Sass Flowers is more than beautiful flowers and green plants. Bob Sass Flowers has wall art, door wreaths, lamps, candles, and more. And for even more home decor and gift ideas, shop the oohs and ahs level at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings. Say it with flowers, Bob Sass Flowers.
Field. Adams Central with the lead, 7-0, as the Patriots take advantage of the, wasn't really a fumble because the Cardinals never got possession of the high snap over the quarterback McGinnis's head and the shotgun. He couldn't corral it. Kevin Holland did for the Patriots, so it's a fumble recovery, a muff recovery, whatever you want to call it. Patriots go 14 yards, took them six plays, and Creighton Reed with the quarterback sneak for 1 yard, the extra point chance Vorderstrauss. And it's 7-0 Adams Central. We played 2 minutes and 47 seconds, and Jake Fowler to kick off for the Patriots. He does high, and it'll go down to about the 5-yard line. Creek to the 10, to the 15, to the 20-yard line, straight at the center of the field. Pretty good hit there by the Patriots as turning the football was Hunter Poteet for the Creek Cardinals in the second possession of the game coming up for the Cardinals. Poteet returns that football out to the 24-yard line. It'll be first down and 10 yards to go for the Cardinals at their own 24. So Adams Central with the early lead here, and Derek McGinnis will bring his troops out. Yes, Derek is the son of Coach Chuck McGinnis. 4 championships since 2000 for the Creek Cardinals in Class B, winning it last year. They're on a 16-game winning streak, 13-0 last year, 3 this year. Man in motion. Handoff is kept by McGinnis. McGinnis straight up the middle, past the 30, about 8 or 9 yards there. In that big front line, they go 245, 240, 190, 270, and 195 for the Creek Cardinals, and moving it from the 24 to the 33, a pickup of 9 there for quarterback Derek McGinnis, 2nd and a yard for the Cardinals at their own 33. And we'll see how the Patriots can react to getting the lead here and see if they can hold their ground against this big offensive line for the Creek Cardinals. 2nd and a yard. McGinnis over center, eye formation. Handoff goes to the tailback, running to the right side. Going to be enough for a first down. Keeping his feet and almost breaking it, but out to about the 45-yard line. Running that football is Colton Mock, the senior. 1st and 10. He moves it from the 33 out to the 44. Picked up 11 there. And Mock with the 11-yard run. 1st down for the Cardinals at their own 44-yard line. They spot the football. They start the clock. Mock, this is 210-pound senior, steers a 205-pound junior. Shotgun now for McGinnis. For the Creek Cardinals, the number one team in Class B. There's almost a bad snap. McGinnis keeps the football. He has a 1st down, 45-yard line. Or has a close to a 1st down on that run from the 44 into Patriot territory at the 48, a pickup of 8 there. And it's going to be an 8-yard pickup there for Derek McGinnis. And it's 2nd down and about 2 yards to go for the Cardinals as they get into Adams Central territory for the first time at the Adams Central 48-yard line. 2nd and a couple for the Cardinals. 8 minutes to go, 1st quarter, Adams Central 7, Crete nothing. Now the Maryland Eye, 3 stacked behind quarterback Derek McGinnis, double tight end. 2nd and 2 at the 48 of Adams Central. McGinnis turns. 3rd man throughs the tailback. 1st down running the football. Colton Mock behind the offensive line there, and it's a 1st down for the Cardinals. Mock moves it from the Patriot 48 to the Adams Central 42. A pickup of 6 there and a 1st down. 25 yards rushing for Colton Mock. He's had some pretty good holes. 1st and 10 at the 42-yard line of Adams Central. Out come the Cardinals. Ian McGowan's in that huddle. He goes wide to the left. Also going wide to the left is Corey Cockwarf. Wide to the right is Corey Hines, a wide receiver. From the shotgun, man in motion is Mock. McGinnis gets the football, rolls to his left, wants to throw. McGinnis now pulls it down. Now he'll run back to the near side of the field, to the center of the field. Gets a 1st down and more to the 32 inside the 30-yard line, a 1st down. Derek McGinnis turned that thing from the far side back to the center of the field and moved it from the Patriot 42 to the Adams Central 29, a pickup of 13 yards at a 1st down. McGinnis has already rushed for 30, Mock 25, 55 yards on the ground for the Creek Cardinals as they have a 1st and 10 now at the Adams Central 29-yard line. The Patriots will have to try to solve this very good Crete offense because they're going to be at the Patriots all evening long. Eye formation, man in motion. McGinnis turns, hands the football to the tailback. It's Mock, not much room there. Submarine down about the 25. But when Colton Mock gets up, he's still going to pick up about 3 or 4. It's down to the 25-yard line. A pickup of 4 on the play for Mock. And it's going to be second down and about half a dozen, 6 yards to go for the Cardinals. Center of the field at the Patriot 25-yard line. Wide to the right, Zach Smady for the Cardinals. McGinnis will be in the shotgun. Mock is back there with him. Three wide receivers to the left and one to the right. Derek McGinnis gets the football, wants to throw, pulls it down again. He's going to run the football again. Throws that football into the center of the field. It's going to be knocked down and incomplete. McGinnis dangerously close to being across the line of scrimmage when he threw that one. It's incomplete. It'll be third and six at the 25-yard line. McGinnis real close to the line of scrimmage, and in fact, he was across the line of scrimmage. There is a yellow flag on the field. That's going to be a penalty on the Cardinals. McGinnis was past the line of scrimmage, moves it back to the 30-yard line. McGinnis across the line of scrimmage. They'll send four in with McGinnis from the near sideline, getting the play from Coach Chuck McGinnis. It's going to be third down and 11 yards to go. Also a loss of down on the crossing the line of scrimmage, throwing the ball. Now the Cardinals come out with two to the right, two to the left. It's third and 11 at the Patriot 30. McGinnis, the quarterback, in the shotgun. He has four wide receivers. They all fan out. McGinnis, good protection. Throws it across the middle. It's going to be high. Incomplete and intercepted. Intercepted on the play by Blake Overmiller of Adams Central. So the second turnover in this quarter is the pass behind the intended receiver, and Overmiller with the interception for Adams Central, and the Patriots will take over first and 10 on that interception by Blake Overmiller at the Patriots' 13-yard line. So Blake Overmiller on the defense there gets the interception for the Patriots. They take over first and 10 at the 13-yard line. Out comes Adams Central with the lead in the football with 5:59 to go first quarter. Kyle Goldenstein back in at quarterback start this series. Handoff goes to the fullback, Cutterford. Not much room there. No gain, in fact, for Cutterford. Kyle Cutterford with nowhere to go there. Second and 10 at the 13-yard line for Adams Central. Second and 10 at the 13. Nothing there against the defense of the Cardinals. Ethan Renner, Chase Herman, it goes 270. Ross Van Horns, the nose guard. John Hoshi, 245-pound senior. And Garrett Wall across the front. Colton Steer, Colton Mock, and Zach Smady are the linebackers. From the shotgun, it's Creighton Reed. He throws it to the near side, and wide open is Jake Fowler. Did he catch the football? We'll see. One official was behind Fowler, and they're going to say he caught the football at about the 20. And it's going to be third down and 3 yards to go. The catch there made by Fowler, say the officials. He was on the turf, and Reed gets his first completion. It's a 7-yard pickup to Jake Fowler. Third and 3 for the Patriots at their own 20-yard line. So Adams Central will come out now facing a third down and 3 yards to go with the early lead in this contest. But two turnovers by the Creed Cardinals already in the game. Third and 3 at the 20. Goldenstein rolls to his right, throws the football over the head and too strong. Still too strong. Tenant receiver Blake Overmiller, and the Patriots will face a 4th and 3, and they'll have to punt the football. 4th down and 3 yards to go for Adams Central at the 20-yard line. And they'll send out the punt team this time. Cole Rostvedt is the punter. He averages 32 yards a kick for Adams Central. So the Patriots will punt deep in their own end on a 4th and 3 at the 20. Snap the football. Good snap to Rostvedt. And he boots the football. Pretty good line drive kick. Will go into Creed territory. Now take a bounce near midfield. And it's going to be down at the 48-yard line. There's a yellow flag on the play. Maybe that's just to mark the spot. The football's spotted at the Creed 48-yard line. We'll see if that yellow flag was just to mark the football. There was a penalty there. It didn't seem to be thing wrong. And I think they're picking up that. That was just to mark the spot. And Creed will start 1st and 10. On their own 48-yard line. So the Cardinals have good field position, their third possession. 4:29 to go first quarter. Adams Central leading by the score of 7-0. And they say an illegal block on the play. So that flag, there was a flag thrown. Officials say illegal block on the play. Spot of the foul, 48, moves it back 10 yards to the 38-yard line. So it's going to be 1st and 10 for the Cardinals at their own 38. And not the 48, so an illegal block on the play on that punt that was not fielded by the Cardinals, but an illegal block nonetheless. First and 10 Cardinals at the 38-yard line. Come out, Derek McGinnis at quarterback. He'll come out with three stacked up behind quarterback McGinnis, showing the Patriots different looks here. Wide receivers, I formation, Maryland I. Handoff goes to Colton Mock. Mock a pretty good hole again to the 45. I got about seven there. This Patriot defense is going to be tested. It's out to the 45, a pickup of 7 yards on the play for Colton Mock. Adams Central's defense has Austin Bonner, Derek Nissen, Brandon Ahrens, Kevin Holland up front. Nate Heinrichs will also see some time at defensive end. Buzz Niederklein, Jesse Ackerman, Kyle Cutterford, Cole Rosfett, the linebackers, Ryan Bruna, Jake Fowler, Blake Overmiller, the defensive backs. Handoff goes, running the football for a first down. Spinning his way into Patriot territory. Running the football is Corey Cockwarf. Cockwarf with the run there. His first carry. Kind of the man in motion getting the football. First down and 10, moves it from the Crete 45 to the Adams Central 46. A pickup of 9 on the play there by Cockwarf. And a first down for the Crete Cardinals to the Adams Central 47-yard line. There's the snap on the shotgun. McGinnis will keep the football. Runs it to the 40-yard line of Adams Central. Pick up a 7 there by the quarterback, Derek McGinnis. He has 7 on first down. The Cardinals running for some big gains here. 13-yard run by McGinnis. 7 on that play. It's down to the 40-yard line, 2nd and 3. The Patriots on defense, 2nd and 3. McGinnis in the shotgun. 3:12, clock running first quarter. 7-0 Adams Central. Cardinals just keep applying the pressure. McGinnis from the shotgun hands the football off to the tailback, running the football for a first down. And running hard is Colton Steer. So Steer runs from the Patriot 40 down to the 27-yard line. A pickup of 13 on Colton Steer's first carry, the fourth first down for the Cardinals in this first quarter of play. First and 10 at the Patriot 27-yard line. A 13-yard run there by Colton Steer. Out they come. McGinnis is in the shotgun. Derek McGinnis is a 205-pound senior. Gets the football, hands the ball off again to Steer. He's met at the line of scrimmage, but powers over Kyle Cutterford inside the 25-yard line. Good run there by the big back, Colton Steer, the junior. He moves it down to the 22-yard line, a pickup of 5 on the play. 2nd and about 5 at the 22-yard line for the Crete Cardinals. They keep applying that pressure to the Patriot defense, trying to control the football. They've been hurt by a fumble loss and an interception. 2nd and 5 at the 22. And in motion is Mock. Handoff goes to Steer once again. Another big hole and another first down for the Cardinals as they continue to pound the football at Adams Central. Steer takes it from the 22 down to the 14-yard line. A pickup of 8 there. A Colton Steer, he's run the last 3 times for 26 yards, a couple of first downs, 1st and 10 at the 14. Out come the Cardinals in the red and white. In motion, Cockwarf gets the football from the man in motion. Has the ball inside the 10 or about the 9-yard line. Good pickup there by Corey Cockwarf. He moves it from the 14-yard line. They'll spot the football on the 9, a pickup of 5 on that play. Another 5 there by Cockwarf. Already over 100 yards on the ground by the Crete Cardinals, 2nd and 5 at the Patriot 9. Cardinals have hurt themselves the last 2 times down the field with a fumble recovery. The Patriots have to get enough men on the field, and they're forced to take a timeout. Adams Central takes a timeout here with 1:17 to go in the first quarter. With the score, Adams Central 7, Crete nothing. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
When it comes to your harvest tire needs, the most trusted name in the field is CPI Mr. Tire. Combine farm tires are 1244 cash and carry for size 24.5 by 32 12 ply. The Super Fleet truck tire is low as $160.99 cash and carry for size 8.25 by 20. And if trouble stops you in the field, there's 8 tire units to serve you at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
CPI. And welcome back to Patriot Field. Blaine Bulis with you. High school football tonight here on ESPN 1550, KICS Radio, Hastings, Nebraska, and on the World Wide Web at the ESPNSuperstation.com. The Crete Cardinals are driving. They started at their own 38-yard line on this drive, their third possession of the quarter. Been hurt by turnovers, but they're driving all the way down to the Patriot 9-yard line. Second down and 5 yards to go for the Cardinals. After Adam Central takes that timeout, McGinnis will be over center, I formation. So back to the eye for the Cardinals. Man in motion. Handoff goes to the tailback. It's Mock. Mock has nowhere to go there. Nice play by Cutterford. Cutterford there for Adams Central and Kevin Holen. And they'll say maybe a yard. We can give Mock maybe a yard. Third down and about four at the Patriot 8-yard line. Third and about four at the eight. So third down play coming up for the Cardinals. They'll come up in double tight ends. Maryland I. That means three backs stacked in an I right behind quarterback Derek McGinnis, who's over center. It's third and four at the eight. Keeping the football is the quarterback, McGinnis. A flag flies. McGinnis is close to the end zone. He's in the end zone, say the official, but there's a flag on the play. Derek McGinnis goes to find late to score here, but we'll see what the flag's all about. The flag's out about the 16-yard line, and it's going to be on the Crete Cardinals. That will nullify that touchdown run by Derek McGinnis. So the Cardinals have not been plagued by mistakes and some penalties. That's their third penalty. McGinnis got in the end zone, but the football will be moved back from the line of scrimmage at the eight. And it's going to be third down and even longer coming up. It's going to be a 5-yard penalty. An illegal shift. It's going to be third down and nine now for the Cardinals at the 13-yard line. So they can get a first down without scoring here. Third and nine at the 13 on the 5-yard illegal shift on the Cardinals. Their third penalty for 20 yards in this quarter. So it's third down for the Crete Cardinals coming up. 9 yards to go at the Patriot 13. Again, it's the Maryland I, double tight ends. Derek McGinnis, the quarterback, is over center. He's got him down. Gets the football, turns, hands it off to the third man through. It's Mock. Mock will get maybe a yard as he's hit there on that running play. Adams Central, Cole Rosfett in there on the initial hit to the 12, a pickup of 1 yard on the play by Mock. And it's going to be fourth down and 8 yards to go for the Cardinals with 18 seconds to go in the first quarter. Play in from the near sideline and Coach Chuck McGinnis. Fourth down and eight for the Cardinals at the Adams Central 12-yard line. About 8 seconds to go, three wide receivers. And the Cardinals don't know if they're going to get this playoff or not. The clock continues to run down and there's a... Is it going to be a timeout called? We'll see. We're at 2 seconds to go in the first quarter. And the Cardinals were a bit confused on what play they were going to run. And Coach McGinnis talking to Derek McGinnis, the quarterback. A timeout for the Crete Cardinals. We'll keep it here during this timeout. There's only 2 seconds to go in that. No, that's the end of the first quarter, I guess. They say the first quarter has expired. And that will be the end of the first quarter with the score. Adams Central 7, Crete nothing. We'll be back with the second quarter in 30 seconds.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Checking on local scores around the area. Seward is leading Hastings in the first, 14-0. McCook leading early in the first against Gehring, 7-0. And North Platte is tied up with Grand Island, 7-all, with 7:51 left in the first. Let's take it back out to Blaine Bulis.
Thank you, John, and Blaine Bulis with you. John Dibbern back at ESPN 1550 KICS with those updates for you. We start the second quarter of this one. Adams Central 7, Crete nothing after one. The Patriots turn a turnover by the Crete Cardinals into a one-yard touchdown run for Creighton Reed. Another turnover in that first quarter on the Cardinals, but the Cardinals have moved the football quite well, but they do face a fourth down and eight at the Patriot 12, and out they come. Fourth and eight at the 12. Three wide receivers to the left, one to the right. Quarterback Derek McGinnis in the shotgun. Second quarter's first play. It's snapped to McGinnis. He wants to throw. Good protection. Rolls to his left. He's going to be pulled down in the play. Almost pulled down. Now he is finally pulled down. He gets out of the grasp of one Patriot, but into the grasp of Kevin Holland, and the Patriots have forced the Cardinals to turn over on downs. A loss back to the 16-yard line, a loss of four, and Adams Central holds on fourth down. Holland with the stop there. As Derek Nissen was in there first, he couldn't quite get McGinnis down, but Holland was there to get the quarterback down before he could get that football away. And Adams Central takes over first and 10 on their own 16 on the exchange of downs. So the Patriots keep the Cardinals out of the end zone once again. Patriots first play of the second quarter. Out they come. Wanting to throw is Kyle Goldenstein. Swing pass to Jake Fowler. He is hit. Hit down on the play behind the line of scrimmage. A loss on that swing pass from Goldenstein to Fowler. The line of scrimmage was the 16, and the football is going to be spotted back at about the 14, a loss of two on the play on that pass to Fowler. So the swing pass is a loss of two at second and about 12 yards to go in the Patriot 14. First minute of the second quarter, Adams Central 7, Crete nothing. Ryan Bruna comes wide to the right. Another wide receiver to the right is going to be Blake Overmiller. One to the left. In the shotgun is Adams Central. Football handed off to Ryan Bruna from the wide receiver position. Spins his way out to about the 15. Got maybe a yard. Ryan had to run more laterally than he did up the field. And Bruna got three out to the 15. But it's going to be third down and 9 yards to go for Adams Central at their own 15. Patriots had to punt from deep in their territory last time they had the ball, but forced the Cardinals to turn it over on downs. It's third and 9 at the 15. Goldenstein in there at quarterback. Kyle the senior in the shotgun. Couple of wide receivers out. Goldenstein rolls to his right. Wants to throw in there. He throws the football as he's hit. It's going to be intercepted. Picked off at about the 30-yard line. Running the football and finally tripped up. The interception there by Corey Cockwarf. An ill-advised throw there by Adams Central's Kyle Goldenstein, picked off deep in Patriot territory, now inside the 25-yard line. And Crete will have it first down and 10 yards to go at the 22-yard line of Adams Central. Corey Cockroft with the interception. Return it about 5 yards to the Patriot 22, so the first turnover on Adams Central gives the Cardinals first and 10 on the Patriot 22-yard line. Maryland eye for the Cardinals, and out they come. McGinnis hands the ball off to Mock. Mock over right tackle and guard, not too much room. A couple of yards there. Jesse Ackerman on the tackle there for Adams Central. A pickup of, we'll call it, two to the 20-yard line for Colton Mock, the 210-pound senior. 111 yards rushing in that first quarter for the Crete Cardinals. No yards throwing, but there's a snap over the head of McGinnis. McGinnis will pick the football up, trying to run out of trouble, but he has nowhere to go. Bruna is there for the Patriots and Ackerman and Holland on the defense. The football all the way back to the 28-yard line, a loss of eight on the play, and it's going to be third and 16. So another high snap over the head of Derek McGinnis. He ran this one down but had nowhere to go and basically had to just eat the football for a loss of eight, third and 16 at the 28-yard line for the Crete Cardinals. They come out in the shotgun. They have four wide receivers out. They spread the field. McGinnis wants to throw. Great protection across the middle. It's going to be caught at about the 11-yard line. It's going to be just close to a first down. McGinnis there. On the throw, the catch there by Cockwell. He was leveled by Bruna. McGinnis right there on the throw. Cockroft with the catch. The leading receiver has it. A first down at the 11-yard line. A pickup of 17 on the play on the first completion of the night by the Cardinals. And they have a first and 10 at the 11-yard line. Getting 17 when they needed 16. High formation. McGinnis over center.
keeps the football straight over his center. McGinnis now bounces off the center, goes to the right side, avoids one tackler, still on his feet. Inside the 10, almost down to about the goal line. A great run there by the quarterback, Derek McGinnis. He's got the football near the 2 or 3 yard line. To the 3, a pickup of 8, second down and 2 at the Patriot 3 yard line. So McGinnis gets out of a tackle or 2 there and moves it all the way down to the 3 yard line, second and 3. They come out on the eye. McGinnis over center. At the 3 yard line, second down and 2 yards to go. McGinnis turns, hands the ball off to Mock. Mock will have a big hole and a touchdown. Colton Mock. 3 yards and a touchdown for the Creek Cardinals, and they're on the board. 7-6 Patriots. Colton Mock with the 3 yard touchdown run. And the first score of the night for the Crete Cardinals, and it's 7-6. Ethan Renner's the kicker. He'll be in there to try the extra point. 8:02 to go in this first half. First score of the night by the Cardinals. Ethan Renner will try the extra point, the senior, to try to tie this thing up. It is down. It is kicked. It is blocked. Right in there to block it, Kyle Cutterford. Renner had no chance. Cutterford in there like a bolt of lightning and blocked that one easily before the ball even left the foot of Renner. It was blocked by Cutterford, so the extra point blocked. And we'll take a timeout with 8:02 to go in the first half. Adams Central 7 and Crete 6. We'll be back with the Cardinals kickoff in 30 seconds.
Appliance has many brands of new appliances and now also carries GE appliances. Beamans is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances in refrigeration, kitchen, or laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop locally and save money? Beamans has a great selection of used appliances and a clearance aisle with low, low prices. For more information, stop by 727 East Park Street in Hastings. And remember, Beamans Appliance services what they sell.
Back at Patriots Field, Adams Central 7, Crete 6, as the extra point there blocked. As after the interception, the Cardinals take it 22 yards and get a 3 yard touchdown run by Colton Mock to score, but the extra point blocked by Kyle Cutterford. And it's 7-6, Adams Central. And the kickoff will be by Ethan Renner, and he'll kick the football off on the near hash mark, not in the center of the field where the X is marked, but Renner will kick this thing off from the left hash mark. 4 Cardinals come to the near sideline. Another 6 go to the far sideline. An unusual formation here, but Renner will kick the football. He does long, and it's going to go deep into the end zone. Bruna's going to let it go, bounces out of the end zone. It'll be a touchback and a first down and 10 yards to go for the Adams Central Patriots at their own 20-yard line. Adams Central is rushed for only 17 yards in this football game, thrown for 5. And they have the ball first and 10 at the 20-yard line. So the Patriots will come out. We'll see who they send out. Kyle Goldenstein will come out and be the quarterback, at least on this first play from scrimmage. 8:02 to go, first half. Adams Central 7, Crete 6. Good ball game on a cool, breezy evening here at Patriots Field in Hastings. Goldenstein will come out in the shotgun. Adams Central has not moved the football very well. They have taken advantage of one of the 2 turnovers to score. Handoff goes to Fowler. He comes from the wingback position. Gets the football to the 20, up to about the 23, 24-yard line. Not a bad pickup there by Jake Fowler. Moves it from the 20 out to the 24. Pickup of 4 on the play. Second down and 6 yards to go for Adams Central. So Fowler now with 13 yards rushing. Cutterford has 4. Creighton Reed has a 1 yard touchdown run. Second and 6, Adams Central at their own 24-yard line. Blake Overmiller wide to the right. Everybody else in tight, wing back right for Adams Central. Split backs this time, a different look for the Patriots. Creighton Reed in there wants to throw, pulls it down, runs the football, avoids one tackler to the 25, out past the 30, and a first down. First down for Adams Central. Nice run there by Creighton Reed. See, avoided the sack and moved the football out to the 31-yard line, a pickup of 7 and a first down. So Creighton Reed with the 7-yard run out to the 31, first and 10, Adams Central. So the Patriots hope they could do, mix it up a little bit offensively, keep the football out of the hands of the Creek Cardinals. The Cardinals have moved the football over 100 yards rushing already in this game. Turnovers hurting the Cardinals in the first quarter. Adams Central with the 7-6 lead. In the shotgun, it's Goldenstein. Looks for receivers across the middle. It's going to be caught by Overmiller to the 50, to the 45-yard line. Another first down. Reed to Overmiller. Blake Overmiller, who caught eight balls last week, moves that football from the 31 of Adams Central to the 44 of Creed, a pickup of 25 yards on the play. The catch there and run by Blake Overmiller. And the second completion for Goldenstein. First and 10 at the Crete 44-yard line. Out come the Patriots. First and 10 at the Crete 44. They're in the shotgun. It's Creighton Reed, the quarterback this time. Wants to throw. Does it to the near side to Overmiller. Catches it inside the 40. Another completion there for Adams Central. From the 44 to the Creed 38, we'll call it. Going to be pick up a six on the play. The catch there by Overmiller, his second catch in a row. Second and four at the 38-yard line. Adams Central moving now. They started at their own 20. They have a second and four at the Cardinals' 38-yard line. The shotgun, Goldenstein will be the quarterback this snap. There's a flag flying as Cutterford gets the football. They'll blow this one dead, and this one's probably going to be on the Patriots for moving along the line or somewhere along that line of scrimmage, and that's going to be five on the Patriots. We'll move it back to the Crete 43-yard line. It'll be second down and 9 yards to go. Legal procedure on Adams Central, five-yard penalty. Back to the Crete 43, second and 9, Patriots. Adams Central 7, Crete 6. Halfway through the second quarter, 5:58 to go. Adams Central now with 36 yards throwing the football. Two completions each for Reed and Goldenstein. Goldenstein, the quarterback, gets it in the shotgun. Wants to throw, does to the near side. Caught by Bruna. Ryan Bruna tries to get away from a tackler. Holding on for dear life and making that tackle is Ian McGowan. The catch there on the throw by Goldenstein. Bruna with the catch. Moves it from the 43 to about the 37, a pickup of six on the play. It's going to be third down and 3 yards to go. Good protection by the Patriots so far in this game. The Patriots have completed five passes in this game. Third and three at the Crete 37-yard line. Third and three at the 37. In the shotgun, Creighton Reed will get the snap this time. Gets the football. Throws it across the middle. It's going to be incomplete as he was decked on the play. Colton Mock, the All-State candidate from linebacker, cracked Creighton Reed on that throw. It was incomplete. And it's fourth and three at the Crete 37-yard line. Patriots now, what are they going to do? They're going to send in about four from the far sideline. Adams Central on a fourth and three, send out the punter, Cole Rosfett. Adams Central doesn't want to give the Cardinals this short of field if they don't make it on this fourth and three, so Rosfett in there to punt. 5:03 to go, first half. Rosfett gets the football, punts the football to the near sideline. It's going to bounce out of bounds inside the 15, and the Creek Cardinals will take over with all their timeouts and still 4:57 to go. They'll spot that football at the Creek 14-yard line. So Adams Central with a good drive from their own 20 down to the 37-yard line of Creek, but have to punt the football away, and Rosfett kicks it out of bounds at the 14-yard line, and the Cardinals take over right there. High school football here tonight on ESPN. It's 1550 KICS Radio. Hastings, Nebraska. Blaine Bulis with you. Adams Central 2-1 on the year. The Creek Cardinals at 3-0, riding a 16-game winning streak. They were unbeaten state champions last year, 13-0. First and 10, Cardinals on their own 14. Out they come. The toss this time goes to the running back, Mock. Mock, far sideline, tries to follow his blockers. Gets it out to near the 20. Probably pushed out of bounds past the 20. Turns out to be a very good game by Colton Mock from the 14-yard line. And they will say Mock was shoved out of bounds about the 22, but he got 8 yards on the play. It's second down and a couple for the Cardinals. Mock now has rushed for 51 yards and one score. McGinnis has 33 yards in the round. Colton Steer, 26. And Corey Cockwarp with 14 as the Cardinals keep coming at you with runners and receivers. Only one completion in two attempts for the Cardinals as they're trying to pound this football basically behind Hoshi and Sherman, their two All-state candidates up front, the 245 and 270-pound senior. Second and two for the Cardinals. McGinnis in the shotgun. Mock goes in motion. McGinnis hands the ball up to Colton Steer. Has a first down past the 25 to about the 27, but it will be a first down. Number six for the Creek Cardinals on the run by Colton Steer, the 205-pound junior. He moves it from the 22-yard line up to the 27, a pickup of five and a first down. Steer now with 31 on the ground. 129 on the ground so far for Crete, 17 through the air. Adam Central's rushed for 24 yards, thrown for 36. First and 10 at the 27-yard line for the Crete Cardinals. 4:25, clock runs second quarter. 7-6 Adam Central. There's a flag flying before this ball can be snapped. Then side judge on our side here throws his flag before that ball snapped, and that usually indicates somebody along the line is either offside Patriots or legal procedure on the Cardinals. It is a legal procedure on the Creek Cardinals. Will move it back to the 22-yard line. It'll be first and 15. The Cardinals have not played their best game. They have fumbled the football. They've thrown an interception. They've had four penalties. But they have shown a good ability to move the football against the Patriot defense. And we'll see how much pounding this Patriot defense can take, if they're going to get tired or how much energy they're going to have. Because the Cardinals have been pounding it all evening long and have had some good gains. First and 15 at the 22. McGinnis now a couple of fakes. Wants to throw good protection. Near sideline. In the air. It's going to be incomplete. Over the head of the intended receiver, Corey Cockwarf. McGinnis now one out of three throwing. Second and 15. Good defense there by Jake Fowler. Second and 15 at the 22-yard line. Adam Central again. There goes with Austin Bonner and Nate Heinrichs at the defensive ends. Derek Nissen, Brandon Ahrens, Kevin Holen also up front. Buzz Niederklein, Jesse Ackerman, Kyle Cutterford, Cole Rosvetter are the linebackers. Ryan Bruna, Jake Fowler, Blake Overmiller in the defensive secondary. Adam Central now has about five defensive backs in the football game. They've got Anthony Buzz Niederklein in there. He drops back in protection. Keeping the football is McGinnis. Runs near sideline, still on his feet. Breaks a couple tackles. Finally knocked down on the play. Just tripped up there by the Patriots, but out to the 35-yard line. A pickup of 13 on the play by quarterback Derek McGinnis. McGinnis gets 13, moves it out to the 35. It's going to be third and two. McGinnis almost broke that one, just tripped up at the 35. Third and two at the 35. In tight, a covey of Cardinal players. Handoff running for a first down. On the play, as the Cardinals had 11 really stacked in tightly together, ran from the formation. Mock runs for a first down. Colton Mock gets the seventh first down, moves it from the 35 to the 39-yard line to pick up a four and another first down. Mock with four there. Which is like a covey, all 11 players for the Cardinals along that line of scrimmage almost in the backfield. Getting the football was Mock. He ran for four and a first down to the Cardinals 39. Now they come out in the shotgun. Three wide receivers to the right, one to the left. Patriots jump offside on the near side. The defensive end jumping off for the Patriots. And that's going to be a five-yard penalty on Adam Central. Their third for 15. First and five out at the Crete 44-yard line. So the Patriots jump offside, have it first and 10 at the 44-yard line. Looks like the Cardinals are going to run the same play. They don't huddle up again. They have four wide receivers out. McGinnis in the shotgun. First and five at the 44. 2:48 to go in the second quarter. McGinnis keeps the football, runs it, has nowhere to go. He's decked at the 45-yard line. It's going to be second and four. Good defense there by the Patriots. Nowhere to go for the quarterback. Derek McGinnis got a yard to the Crete 45. Second and four for the Cardinals at the 45-yard line. Four come out, four go in for the Crete Cardinals. To the 45, it's second and four for the Cardinals. Clock runs 2:16 to go. Cardinals have all their timeouts. They're down here to the Patriots, 7-6. Second and four at the 45-yard line. Maryland I, all three behind quarterback McGinnis. Double tight ends. Third man through is Mock. Mock runs for three or four, keeps his feet. Falls forward, going to be close to a first down. We'll see where they spot it. See where the knee's down. It's going to be third and short. Like it's going to be third and about a yard from the 48-yard line. So Mock got three, needed four. Third and a yard, Cardinals at the Crete 48-yard line. It's actually less than a yard, about 2 feet. 1:35, clock runs. Again, they come out in that covey. All 11 right around the line of scrimmage. Handoff goes, running for a first down. It's going to be either Mock or Steer. It's going to be a first down. Mock runs the football from the 48 to the 49 of Adams Central. Picked up three, but got a first down. First and 10 Cardinals at the Patriot 49-yard line. Crete Cardinals in no hurry here. They've gone through this. They know what it's like to drive late in a contest. 1:20 to go. They trail here 7-6. All their timeouts. First and 10 at the Patriot 49. Shotgun formation. Four wide receivers. McGinnis gets the football. Wants to throw. Great protection. Patriots drop back 8. They have 3 rushing. McGinnis near sideline is pulled down on the play. In pursuit and making the tackle for Adams Central is going to be the Patriots' Austin Bonner. McGinnis runs back to the line of scrimmage, maybe a yard, as the Crete Cardinals take a timeout. So we'll take a timeout here with 59 seconds to go in the first half. We'll take a timeout with the score. Adams Central 7 and Crete 6 back in 30 seconds.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, you have access to the most effective and efficient banking tools available.
You can access your account information at any time from anywhere through your computer, your smartphone, or our 24-hour 800 Star Phone service.
Additionally, we invite you to try our online bill pay service, a great way to schedule and pay your bills online without the hassle of writing checks and buying stamps.
We are proud to offer these advanced banking services. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Patriot Field with the score, Adams Central 7, Crete 6. The Cardinals have to take a timeout as quarterback Derek McGinnis, and no gain on that last play. Stayed in bounds, and with 59 seconds to go in the first half, it's 7-6 Patriots. Crete football, second down, 10 yards to go at the Adams Central 49-yard line. And the Cardinals have only thrown the ball 3 times, and they have been relying on a tough ground game, but now they're to the point that they may be putting that ball in the air a little bit more, trying to get the go-ahead touchdown late in this first half. They do send out 2 wide receivers to each side of the field. The snap goes to McGinnis, throws the football across the middle. It's caught, catching the football with his knee down, making the catch on the play is Ian McGowan. From the 49 to the Adams Central 37, a pickup of 12 on the play and a first down. Ian McGowan, a 12-yard catch, first and 10 at the 37-yard line. Again in the shotgun. He snapped the football, and there's a whistle. Flag flies as the ball's about to be snapped to McGinnis, and this one might be on the Cardinals. False start, 5-yard penalty on the Crete Cardinals. That's their 5th penalty. We'll move it back to the Adams Central 42. It'll be first and 15 at the 42. First and 15 now after the penalty on the Cardinals. They'll send 4 out again. 1 back in the shotgun with McGinnis. Wants to throw. 35 seconds to go. A lot of time. Cross the middle. It's going to be caught on the play. Catching the football, Corey Hines. Corey Hines from the 42-yard line down to the 36. A pickup of 9 on the play. A pickup of 6 on the play. The 36-yard line is going to be 2nd and 9. 2nd and 9 at the 36-yard line, and the Cardinals will take a timeout at that point as the receiver's still in bounds. 2nd and 9 at the 36-yard line. We'll keep it here during this timeout. The Cardinals with a 2nd down and 9 yards to go about the 36-yard line of Adams Central. Excuse me, they have the football down at the 31. Pick up there of 11, so it's going to be 2nd and about 4. They're out at the 31. 11-yard pickup there. The catch there by the wide receiver, Corey Hines, 125-pounder. He got 11 on the play on that catch, so it's going to be 2nd down and about 4 after this Crete timeout. 2nd and 4, Cardinals at the 31. Out they come, 31 seconds to go in this second quarter. 2nd and 4 at the Patriot 31-yard line. McGinnis in the shotgun. Wants to throw. 3-man rush for Adams Central. A lot of time for McGinnis. Now he's hit on the play. Throws it across the middle. Intended for Ian McGowan, that one well short as McGinnis basically tries to throw the football away, but McGowan in the general vicinity of that one and incomplete. Third and four at the 31-yard line with 23 seconds to go in the first half. Well, this could be a big momentum builder for either team if the Patriots can hold the Cardinals out and take the lead into halftime. If the Cardinals go in there to score and take the lead, momentum going to be riding with one of these teams heading into the second half. Third down and four, Creek Cardinals, Adams Central, 31-yard line. McGinnis in the shotgun, four wide receivers out. Patriots rushing only three. Now they'll rush four this time. McGinnis rolls to his right, wants to throw, throws it to the near sideline. It's going to be caught for the touchdown with 16 seconds to go. The defensive back went for the interception, didn't get it, and it's caught for a touchdown to Ian McGowan. A 31-yard touchdown pass. McGowan with the catch there and the touchdown. 31-yard touchdown for the Creek Cardinals, and they score their second touchdown of the quarter. Ethan Renner to try this extra point. 14 seconds to go. The defender on the play by the Patriots goes for the interception. Can't get there. Can't deflect it. And McGinnis to Ian McGowan for the touchdown of 31 yards. And it's 12-7. The Cardinals may try to go for two here with 14 seconds to go to get this up to a seven-point lead. So we'll keep it here during this Creek Cardinals timeout. It's 12-7 Creek. They've scored both touchdowns in this second quarter after Adams Central scores early in the first after converting a fumble into a touchdown. But the Cardinals have two this quarter, and they have a 12-7 lead. So there's your momentum swing there. The big play there, the 31-yard touchdown pass. Derek McGinnis to Ian McGowan. Put the Cardinals ahead, and they come out. Looks like they're going to go for two. Ethan Renner's the kicker. Plays up front also, but Cardinals may want to go for two here to go to 14-7. Well, it looks like a penalty walked off against the Creed Cardinals. 15-yard penalty on the Cardinals before they can try for two here. That moves the ball all the way back to the 18-yard line. May have been celebrating after the touchdown pass. So Ethan Renner will be in there to try a 35-yard extra point. Of course, straight on center of the field. But Renner now's extra point try will be from 35 yards out. Ball is snapped. It is kicked. It is certainly long enough and high enough, and it is good for the extra point. A 35-yard extra point here for Ethan Renner after the 15-yard penalty. So Renner has a great leg, apparently. He had no problem kicking that extra point from 35 yards out, and it's 13-7 in favor of the Creek Cardinals, and we will keep it here during this timeout before the Creek kickoff because we are late in the first half of this one. With Adams Central now trailing Creek 13-7. Very competitive, very good first half. The Creek Cardinals have been pounding the football at the Patriots. But they hit the passing game and it clicked for a touchdown late in this first half on this final drive, utilizing their timeouts and the passing attack to go ahead here 13-7. So the Cardinals have scored the only touchdowns of this first half. Adams Central has not had a long sustained drive in this first half, scoring and going only 14 yards after a turnover in the first quarter. So the Patriots not been able to move the ball very well at all tonight as far as running the football. Kind of like the situation from last year when these two teams battled. Adams Central had to throw the ball a lot last year. And they've thrown it seven times in the first half here. Trail it 13-7. So very much a ball game. Renner will kick off for the Creek Cardinals. Ethan Renner into the football, bounces it into the center of the field. Picked up there by the Patriots at the 25-yard line. Buzz Niederklein to the 30. Comes to the near sideline of the 35-yard line. Close to the 40-yard line. Hangs on to the football before he's knocked out of bounds at about the 36-yard line with 5 seconds to go. So Buzz Niederklein takes that short kick. It was bounced on the ground by Renner. Niederklein returns it about 15 yards out to the Adams Central. 36-yard line. See if the Patriots will put the knee down or heave one up here with 36 seconds to go. My guess is going to be they're going to maybe hand it off. Goldenstein will be out there at quarterback for Adams Central. Now Maryland 9 taking the knee will be Goldenstein. Puts the knee down at the 34-yard line, and that'll be the end of the first half of play. So the Creek Cardinals come back from a 7-0 deficit, score the two touchdowns of period number two, and we've reached halftime of this Class B matchup at Patriots Field in Hastings with the score. The Creek Cardinals, 13, the Adams Central Patriots, 7. We'll talk about this first half in 90 seconds.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
Back at the ESPN Superstation, we got St. Cecilia, 42 over Wood River, 0 in the second half. Hastings High is losing to Seward, 21-0 at halftime. North Platte is losing to Grand Island at Grand Island, 28-7. And Sutton and Sandy Creek tied up at 14 in the second half. Let's take it back to Blaine Bulis at halftime of the Adams Central game versus Creek.
Okay, thank you very much, John. Welcome back to Patriots Field in Hastings. Blaine Bulis with you. High school football here tonight on ESPN 1550, KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. We are at halftime. Good football game. Class B matchup. Adams Central Patriots hosting the number one ranked Crete Cardinals. And Crete leads it here at halftime, 13-7. The Crete Cardinals have dominated the offensive side of things in this one, but they were bothered and hurt by a couple of turnovers in the first quarter and some penalties. Adams Central has not been able to sustain a long drive. They've thrown for a few yards here tonight, but the Patriots score early after a turnover and led 7-0, but Crete gets 2 second quarter scores and goes up 13-7. So Crete has dominated. They have moved that football along the ground and in the air tonight, but again, hurt by the turnovers, have scored a couple of touchdowns. Adams Central scores after a Crete turnover, and it's 13-7, so very much a ball game, although the Crete Cardinals dominate the stats, but again, another indication that stats don't mean a whole heck of a lot here. It's what's on the scoreboard, and it is 13-7 Crete as we've reached halftime. The Crete Cardinals got the football first, but then on their second play, from the shotgun. Derek McGinnis, the snap was over his head. He's the quarterback for Crete. The snap was over his head. He tried to get back and fall on the football, could not do it, and Kevin Holen of Adams Central did fall on the ball, and Adams Central had the football at the Crete 14-yard line, and the Patriots go six plays, covered that 14 yards. The quarterback, Creighton Reed, goes the final yard, and Adams Central led 6-0. Chance Vorderstrauss converted the extra point. Adams Central led 7-0 at the 9:13 mark of the first quarter of play. Also in the first quarter of play, on the next possession, the Crete Cardinals go down into Patriot territory but throw an interception as Blake Overmiller gets the interception for the Patriots. As the Patriots turn away the Crete Cardinals once again, Adams Central could not do any more scoring in the first quarter. Neither could the Cardinals, and Adams Central led 7-0 after the first quarter as Crete turns the football over twice in that first quarter. Adams Central led 7-0 after one. But as we said, the Cardinals come back and scored two second-quarter touchdowns. Their first one, Colton Mock, goes 3 yards on a touchdown run after a Patriot throw an interception. The turnover there by Adams Central gave the Cardinals the football deep in Adams Central territory at the Adams Central 22-yard line, and Colton Mock covered the final 3 yards as the short field there. Mock goes 3 yards for the touchdown. The extra point was blocked, and it was 7-6 Adams Central at the 8:02 mark. They go to the rest of the second quarter before the Crete Cardinals score late in the contest. They get the football late in that first half at their own 14-yard line and are able to go the length of the field, an 86-yard drive here by the Cardinals as they started at their own 14-yard line, but moved that football into Adams Central territory and then had a touchdown pass of 31 yards from Derek McGinnis to Ian McGowan, a 31-yard pass play as the defender for Adams Central goes for the interception or the knockdown, couldn't quite get it, and it went into the hands of the wide receiver Ian McGowan for the touchdown. And the extra point after a 15-yard penalty was a 35-yard extra point by Ethan Renner, and he had no problem hitting it straight through the uprights from 35 yards out on the extra point. It was 13-7, Cardinals with 14 seconds to go in the first half. Patriots got the ensuing kickoff and put the knee down to end the first half, and Crete leads it here at halftime by the score of 13-7. Again, the Cardinals dominating the stats and leading the ball game 13-7, but this is very much a football game, and we'll see with all the time on the field by the Patriot defense, and of course a lot of those guys play offense also, we'll see if the Patriots can find some renewed energy and strength here to face this big and good Crete football team in the second half, as the Cardinals are trying to wear the Patriots out a little bit, and the Patriots will see what they look like coming out in the third period of play as Crete leads it here at halftime by the score of 13-7. We'll take another timeout. When we return, we'll have some team and individual numbers in this first half after this 90-second timeout.
For sales, service, and repairs, come to Hastings RV Center, Transportation Equipment Company. That new or used RV you've been waiting for may be on the lot at Transportation Equipment Company. Mari and Barb will also take care of all your repairs and services, including hitch work, wiring, and camper detailing. Do some dealing at Transportation Equipment Company, 100 North Laird in Hastings, just north of the railroad tracks. Open Monday through Saturday. Transportation Equipment Company supports all local and area athletes and teams.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels, downtown Hastings.
Hastings College graduates become
astronaut, trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman,
minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
High school football action is on Platte River Radio. Have a score from another area game? Pass it along. Text 308-646-0506.
Welcome back to Patriot Field. Blaine Bulis with you. High school football here tonight. And a good one going. Adams Central and Crete. The Cardinals lead the Patriots by the score of 13-7 here at halftime. Here's what we have for some numbers for you. If you know a little bit about the stats, the Adams Central Patriots, again, they've not been able to sustain any long drive at all in this first half. The Patriots, as we have it up here, have rushed for only 26 yards. Jake Fowler with 13 yards on the ground into the first half. Creighton Reed has rushed for 8 and a touchdown. Kyle Cutterford for 10 in the game. And Kyle Goldenstein with a knee down, a minus 2 yards on the last play. And Ryan Bruner ran for 3. So the Patriots have got only 26 yards on the ground. They have 5 completions in 7 throws. Goldenstein is 3 out of 4. Creighton Reed is 2 out of 3. 42 yards passing for the Patriots. 42 passing, 26 rushing, only 68 total yards for the Adams Central Patriots. A couple of catches for 31 yards for Blake Overmiller. A couple of catches for 5 yards for Jake Fowler. 1 catch for 6 for Ryan Bruna. The Patriots did move the football on one drive in that second quarter. Got it into Creed territory, but haven't been able to have a long sustained drive for a score in the first half. 68 total yards for Adams Central. For the Creed Cardinals, they dominate the stats here. They've rushed for 153 yards, as I have it up here. 153 for Creed, 71 yards throwing, 224 total yards for the Cardinals in the first half to 68 total yards for Adams Central. Derek McGinnis has 4 completions in 7 attempts at first half. 2 catches for Ian McGowan for 43 yards and that touchdown in the second quarter. 1 catch for 11 yards by Corey Heinz and 1 catch for 17 yards for Corey Cockwarf for the Cardinals. Now running the football, Colton Mock, the tailback, has rushed for 61 yards and a touchdown. Colton Steer, the fullback, 31 yards. Quarterback Derek McGinnis, 47 yards on the ground. And Corey Cockwarf, 2 carries for 14 yards for the Crete Cardinals, and they lead it by the score of 13-7 here at halftime of this contest. Adams Central, as I have it, only 1 first down. Now that might not be completely accurate there. We'll have to hold off on that, but I have them with only 1. I have 8 for the Crete Cardinals here at halftime in the football game. Again, the Patriots were able to move the football that second quarter using the throwing game, getting into Crete territory, but had to punt the football away in the Cardinals territory. But 2 turnovers on the Cardinals, 1 on Adams Central. Each team scores after 1 of those turnovers in that first half, and then the Cardinals' other score was an 86-yard, 17-play drive to end the first half, basically to end the first half, scored with 14 seconds to go. Patriots, 3 penalties for 15 yards. The Cardinals had 6 penalties for 45 yards in that first half of play. So the turnovers hurt the Cardinals as they were turned away by Adams Central on their first couple of possessions. But the Cardinals get 2 in the second quarter after turning a Patriot turnover into a score and then having a long drive late in the first half. Adams Central scores on after 1 of the 2 Crete turnovers in that first half. And it's 13-7 in favor of the Crete Cardinals here at halftime of our Class B matchup, our game of the week here on ESPN 1550, KICS Radio in Hastings. Reminder for you when we're finished here with the play-by-play, don't leave us here on ESPN 1550 KICS. We will have the Player of the Game program after our play-by-play portion. That's sponsored each and every week by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. And after that, the coach's post-game show. We call it the Coach Speaks Show. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply, our sponsor there here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio. So stay tuned for all of that after we're finished with the play-by-play here at Patriot Field with Crete leading by the score 13-7. And a reminder for you on Platte River Radio's 1230 KHAS Radio, later tonight we'll have the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show, brought to you by CPI and Mr. Tire, all its locations in South Central Nebraska. That'll be on 1230 KHS. We'll give you all the local area state scores and other sports on the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show. That'll be after our Game of the Week coverage on 1230 KHS Radio. That involves Hastings High and Seward tonight. At last report, Seward was leading the Tigers 21-0 in the second quarter. St. Cecilia had a big lead over Wood River in the second quarter of their game up in Wood River tonight. And a reminder for you, football broadcast for you on our family of stations of Platte River Radio tomorrow on 1230 KHAS Radio. We'll have the Hastings College Broncos in their second game of the season as they'll be hitting the road for the first time, going over to Seward to take on the Concordia Bulldogs. 7 o'clock, that's a night game tomorrow night. Hastings College at Concordia. 7 o'clock is kickoff time. Pregame activity begins at 6:15 tomorrow night. 6:15 on 1230 KHAS Radio. And on Platte River Radio's The Breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5. Tomorrow, the Nebraska Cornhuskers, home to the Washington Huskies tomorrow at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. That's a 2:30 kickoff tomorrow afternoon. The pregame shows, all that activity begins on The Breeze at 9:30 tomorrow morning. So the Huskers begin at 9:30 with kickoff at 2:30 tomorrow on The Breeze and on KHAS Radio tomorrow. It'll be 6:15 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff, Hastings College at Concordia tonight. So Mike Will and Jimmy Purcell getting very familiar with the road to Seward over there tonight for the high school matchup, Hastings High and Seward. And they'll hit the road once again tomorrow, late afternoon, to head for Seward to take the Hastings College game play-by-play in against the Concordia Bulldogs. So a lot of football for you yet tonight and tomorrow on our family of stations of Platte River Radio. Here at halftime, it's the Crete Cardinals 13, the Adams Central Patriots 7. We're getting ready to start the second half of this football game, so we will take our final timeout. When we return, we'll have the third quarter kickoff after this 90-second timeout.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments, plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata proudly supports all the Adams Central athletes, teams, and coaches. Good luck in all your sports seasons. Stromer Land Leveling makes the land more productive by terracing, grading, moving that hill, or laying a culvert. Stromer Land Leveling has been serving Hastings, Juniata, and South Central Nebraska since 1957. More than 50 years of professional service and attention to detail. Call Daryl at 402-751-2567 or 461-8033. It's Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata.
Back in ESPN 1550 KICS Studios, I'm John Dibbern with a look at some of your halftime scores going on. Sutton leads Sandy Creek 22-14 at halftime. Holdridge leads Scotts Bluff 6-0 at halftime. Hastings down to Seward 21-0 at halftime. And Grand Island still leading North Platte 28-7 at halftime. We'll go back to Blaine Bulis for kickoff right here with the Adams Central Patriots.
Let him go!
Okay, thank you very much, John. Welcome back to Patriot Field. The third quarter about to begin here with Crete leading Adams Central by the score of 13-7. Tell you, the Crete Cardinals, they just keep coming at you, running, throwing, keep applying the pressure. A lot of defense played by Adams Central tonight, and, of course, the Cardinals very strong on the defensive side of things, have kept the Patriots off the board except for a 14-yard drive after a turnover in that first half of play. So the Patriots are going to have to find a way and get some yardage on the board and get some points on the board, because the Cardinals have been moving the football throughout that first half, 224 total yards to 68 for the Patriots. But this is still very much a football game. The outcome here very much in doubt. It's 13-7 Crete. It's the third quarter about to begin. Adam Settle's going to get the football as they won that opening toss and deferred. And the Patriots will get the football here to start this third quarter. Ethan Renner is going to kick off for the Cardinals as they go left to right, basically west to east here. Patriot Field on this cool, still a little bit of a breezy night, although the breeze has died down, but a cool evening here at Patriot Field with Adams Central getting the football to start this third quarter of play. They will send back. Looks like Ryan Bruna and Jake Fowler. Ethan Renner will kick off. So Adams Central trailing 13-7 to the number one ranked Crete Cardinals. Renner will kick the football. Does it long with that good leg of his. At about the 10-yard line, it's Bruna to the 15. Right side to the 20. To the 25 to the 30. 35, 40. One guy to be, but a good tackle there in the open field. Ryan Bruna moves it all the way out to about the 43-yard line. Good return there. From the 10 all the way out to the 43-yard line of Adams Central. So a good return by the Patriots. Ryan Bruna out to the 43-yard line. First down and 10 yards to go for Adams Central as the third period begins. Kyle Goldenstein, Creighton Reed have alternated at quarterback. They'll do so probably in the second half. Goldenstein will bring them out first here. They're in the eye. Fowler in the tail of the eye. Jake Fowler. Kyle Cutterford, the fullback. Two wide receivers to the left. The toss goes to Fowler. Comes this way. To the 45-yard line, a pickup of two, maybe three on the play. Jake Fowler from the eye gets the toss. Gets it past the 45, a pickup of a couple. We'll see exactly where they spot it. 46-yard line, a pickup of three for Fowler. Again, the Patriots have rushed for only 26 yards now, 29 yards in this ball game. Haven't been able to move the ball very much on the ground. But this is a very big, good defensive front for the Crete Cardinals. Hard for anybody to move the football. In the shotgun, it's Creighton Reed at quarterback. Wants to throw. Keeps the football. Pulls it down. It's pulled down for a loss. Fumbles the football. The officials say it's on the turf. Cardinals fell on the ball all the way. Look, no, the Patriots had it anyway, but it was ruled down before the fumble. A loss back to the 44-yard line. A loss of two. It's going to be third down and 9 yards to go for Adams Central. Third and nine, Patriots at their own 44-yard line. Early in period number three, Ackerman wide to the left, Fowler in the slot left. Overmiller, Blake Overmiller, and Ryan Bruna go wide to the right. Early third quarter, Goldenstein at quarterback, wants to throw. The senior does across the near sideline. It's going to be way overthrown, intended for Jake Fowler, and incomplete. And it'll be fourth down and 9 yards to go. That one well overthrown as Goldenstein kind of threw that one away against the good coverage there. Fourth down and nine, and the Patriots will punt the football. Cole Rostvedt averages 33 a kick. Punted a couple times in the first half. We'll kick it away for Adams Central. Fourth down and nine. Patriots will kick it away here in this after this first series. They had the football for a minute and 29 seconds. Rostvedt's kick is a line drive end over end thing. Bounces and Cockroft got up there close to Cockroft, almost picked it up, decided not to, and the Patriots will down the football at the 16-yard line. And that's where the Crete Cardinals will start first and 10 at their own 16-yard line in their first possession of period number three. They'll have Derek McGinnis, the senior at quarterback, and Colton Mock, the senior at tailback, Colton Steer, the junior, at the fullback. Corey Cockroft is a wide receiver. Mitch Marvin is a wide receiver. McGinnis is 4 out of 7 throwing the ball. For 71 yards, he's also rushed for 47. Out they come in the eye. Crete's first play of the third quarter. McGinnis hands the ball off to Mock, near sideline. Runs into Jake Fowler. A good gain there from the 16. We'll see where they spot it on this near sideline. Might be enough for a first down. Second and short. To the 23-yard line. A pickup of 6 on the play there by Colton Mock. It's going to be second down and 4 yards to go at the 22-yard line. 67 on the ground for Mock. Second and 4 at the 22-yard line. For the Cardinals, again, a good gain. We're running the football 4 yards. Handoff goes this time to the first man through. Let's see if that was Colton Steer. It's kind of hard to tell exact number of the runner on the play. That was number 41 on the play. That was Skyler Vergith. Skyler Vergith running the football, the fullback. Moves from the 22 to the 24. It's third down and 2 yards to go. The 24 handoff goes this time, and getting a first down will be the Creek Cardinals. The football out to the 28-yard line, first and 10 there. As I believe that was Mock running the ball for a 4-yard gain and a first down, first and 10 at the 28-yard line for the Creek Cardinals. Play quickly in from the near sideline. 9 minutes to go, third quarter, first and 10 at the 28-yard line. McGinnis down the shotgun. McGinnis will keep the football straight up the middle after faking to the running back. Near side, McGinnis keeps his feet, charges ahead all the way out to the 44, 45-yard line. Another first down for the Cardinals out to the 44-yard line. A pickup of 16 there by the quarterback, McGinnis. First and 10 out to the 44. Again, they just keep coming at you with Mock and Steer and McGinnis. First and 10 at the 44-yard line. Merrill and I this time for the Cardinals. They keep coming with different looks at you, too. Put a lot of pressure on your defense. McGinnis turns, hands the ball off to Mock. He's hit there. Nice play there. Short gain on that one. Patriots get Nathan Heinrichs in there on the tackle. From the 44, Mock goes to the 46, got 2 on the play. Second and 8 at the 46-yard line. 73 yards for Colton Mock. To the 46-yard line, second down and 8 yards to go for the Creek Cardinals. Their own 46. We played about 4 minutes of period number 3. Second and 8, Cardinals at their 46. They started this drive at their own 16. Second and 8 at the 46. McGinnis now has some 4 wide receivers out. A couple of wingbacks this time. Handoff goes to Cockroft. Cockroft goes past midfield. Flag flies in the play. Looks like there's the football out of there too. There's a flag on the play. There's people on the field. We'll see if it's a fumble. We'll see what the situation is. The ball's on the Patriots' side of the field. Cockworth carried that football. There is a flag on the play. We'll see what this is all about. They'll have to sort things out. There's a penalty on Creed, and they did fumble the football away. So Creed fumbles that football, their third turnover, and Adams Central recovers at the Patriot 49-yard line. And the penalty was on the Cardinals, declined by the Patriots. They get the football on the turnover. Cockroft fumbles it away, and Adam Central has it first and 10 at their own 49-yard line. So the third turnover on the Creek Cardinals, stopping another drive by the Cardinals. They turn it over to the Patriots, and Adam Central recovers at their own 49-yard line, first and 10. So half the field to go here for the Patriots, down 13-7 with 7:49 to go in the third quarter. The shotgun, Goldenstein wants to throw. Pretty good protection. Throws it to the near side. It's going to be off the hand of Bruna. Incomplete. Goldenstein throws it incomplete. Wide of Ryan Bruna, who had a little space there, but the pass a little off the mark. Goldenstein's 3 out of 6. Reed's 2 out of 3. Patriots trying to keep that pass rush off their quarterbacks. Patriots have thrown 1 interception. And have seen some pressure. They've turned it over only once. 3 turnovers on Creed, and Adam Central with the football, second and 10 at their own 49-yard line. 7:43 to go, third quarter. It's 13-7. Creed with the lead. No scoring yet in this second half. From the shotgun, it's Creighton Reed for Adam Central. Gets the football. Good pass rush. Throws it on the far sideline. It's going to be caught by Fowler at the 29. To the 25-yard line, to the 20. To the 15. Inside the 15-yard line, and a first down. As that pass actually underthrown to Jake Fowler, Fowler comes back and runs under the football and catches it and takes the football all the way down to the 12-yard line, a 37-yard pickup on the play on the catch and run by Jake Fowler. Again, the football was underthrown. Fowler comes back and gets it for a 37-yard gain and runs it down to the 12-yard line, first and 10 there for Adams Central. So the big play there by the Patriots. The completion by Reed. First and 10 at the 12-yard line. In the shotgun, it's Creighton Reed. Or Fowler takes it from the shotgun. Hands it off to Cutterford. Nothing there for the first time there. The Patriots snap it to Jake Fowler, who was back in the shotgun there. Handed it to Cutterford. But a loss on the play. Back to the 14-yard line. A loss of two on the play as Cutterford gets that handoff from Jake Fowler, who took the direct snap on that play. First time that Patriots have tried that tonight. A loss of two on the play as Cutterford tackled behind the line of scrimmage, second and 12 at the 14-yard line. Big series for the Patriots as Creighton Reed back in there at quarterback as Adams Central could go ahead with a touchdown. Reed wants to throw a lot of pressure, avoids a tackler. He's going to be pulled down in the backfield, a loss of maybe a yard on the play. But Creighton Reed had avoided a bigger loss. He did tackle for a loss of one on the play. Back at the 15-yard line, but he avoided a much bigger loss there. Third and about 13 at the 15-yard line. So the Crete defense rising to the occasion, putting the pressure on the Patriots. Two consecutive plays for losses for Adams Central. Third and 13 at the 15-yard line. 6 minutes gone, 6 minutes to go, third quarter. 13-7, Crete leading. Goldenstein at quarterback, Cutterford and Fowler in the eye. Patriots right in the center of the field. They face a third and 13. Goldenstein wants to throw, does, on the slant pass. Going to be incomplete, well short of the intended receiver, and it's going to be fourth down and 13 yards to go for Adams Central at the 15-yard line of the Crete Cardinals. The Patriots will send in a couple, take Goldenstein off the field. Take Bruna off the field. It's fourth down and 13 yards to go at the 15-yard line. The Patriots now are going to have Fowler in the backfield, and Jake Fowler is going to try a field goal here from the 22-yard line. This is going to be a 32-yard field goal attempt by Jake Fowler. Ball is snapped. It is kicked. Fowler certainly long enough and high enough, and it is up there, and it is good. A 32-yard field goal for Jake Fowler, showing good leg there, and the Patriots have cut the lead now to 13-10. So we'll take a timeout with 5:45 to go in the third quarter. A 32-yard field goal by Jake Fowler. We'll take a timeout with the score. Crete 13, Adams Central 10, back in 30 seconds.
Every real sports fan knows when it comes to watching their favorite sports, having a bite to eat, or just a night out with friends. The Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill hits the spot. Challenge your sports IQ with Buzz Time Trivia. Follow your fantasy players or support your home team and head to the Bullseyes for the fifth quarter. Stop in every Friday or Saturday and try what put Bullseyes on the map, their famous cuts of prime rib. For lunch, dinner, or after the game, sports fans go to the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. The real sports bar. 2017 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Welcome back to Patriot Field. Adams Central with a 32-yard field goal from Jake Fowler. Fowler doing those extra points and field goals the way it looks now for the Patriots. Booted that one from 32, and Fowler will kick off. Patriots have found themselves another kicker. Kyle Goldenstein's been kicking off. Chance Vorderstrauss tried the extra point. Fowler with the kickoff here. And it's a down to about the 10-yard line. Straight up the center of the field, the Creek Cardinals. Good hole there, spinning his way to about the 33 or 34-yard line with the return there is Corey Cockwarf. So the Creek Cardinals will take over first down and 10 yards to go at their own 34-yard line. So the Cardinals turn it over after getting into Patriot territory on their first possession of this second half. The Patriots get a 37-yard pass play, setting up the 32-yard field goal for Jake Fowler. And it's 13-10. Crete leading with 5:38 to go in the third quarter. Out come the Cardinals in the eye. McGinnis, the quarterback, sets him down, turns, hands the ball off to the fullback. It looked like Colton Steer running out of the tailback position. Let's see. It was number 20, Colton Steer, the junior, from the 34. moves it all the way out to the 41. Again, another big gain on the first down. 7-yard pickup by Steer, his first carry of the second half. He's rushed for 38. And again, big gains, good gains running the football with the Cardinals, making it second and short and third and short in this game. Cardinals haven't faced many long plays. They've just been hurt by the three turnovers. Second and three at the 41. McGinnis now has him in the Maryland eye. Turns. Third man through. Running the football. Nothing there this time by the running back. Patriot defense stacks it up there. Cutiford there. Ackerman there. Holland's there. More Patriots are there. No gain on the play. Third and three at the 41. Steer on the carry there. No gain. Third and three at the 41-yard line. Whoops, they move it out to the 42. Third and two at the 42. Third and two at the Crete 42. 4:28 to go, third quarter. 13-10 Cardinals. Third down and two at the 42. Big third down play here for this defensive Adams Central, this offensive Crete. McGinnis fakes, now throws. Near sideline. Going to be caught. Out of bounds, catching the football. After he stays inbounds, steps out of bounds. Ian McGowan on the catch there, first down. From the Crete 42 to the Adams Central 45, a pickup of 13 yards on the play. McGowan has scored a touchdown and has three catches. First and 10, Adams Central, 45-yard line, a pickup of 13 on the throw and catch there. Nice throw in the, on the out option there. Out throw to McGowan. First and 10, Crete at the Patriot 45. Three backs back there with the quarterback and the shotgun. McGinnis keeps the football, leaps over a tackle inside the 40-yard line. Good gain there on the option of putting it in the running back's belly or not. McGinnis kept it. Moved it inside the 40 to the 38. Got seven more on the play. Second and seven. 70 yards rushing for Derek McGinnis. Second and three at the Adams Central 38-yard line. 3:48. Clock continues to run. Third quarter. Crete 13. Adams Central 10. See how much wear and tear. Much more wear and tear this Patriot defense can take. They have battled all evening against this unrelenting offense of Crete. McGinnis keeps the football, almost breaks free, gets a first down. Have Crete for 12. First down run, quarterback McGinnis right over his center. From the 38 down to the Adams Central 32-yard line. He got six on the play and a Crete first down. 76 yards for McGinnis, 73 for Mock. First and 10 at the Patriot 32. Again, Crete offense, he's coming at you. Different formations, different looks. Quarterback running, fullback running, tailback running. Wide receiver coming back to get the football. Throwing the football. And the ball off to Steer. Steer keeps his feet. About three Patriots bring him down inside the 30. That's close to a first down. I mean, maybe a yard short. Down to the 23, a pickup of nine for Colton Steer. Second down and a yard at the 23-yard line of Adams Central. Nope, excuse me, they're on the 20. They'll call it the 27, a pickup of five on the play. Second and five. Second and five at the 27-yard line. There's a throw. It's going to be caught. Far sideline is Cockwarf on the throw from McGinnis. Cockwarf gets a first down on that catch from the 27-yard line. They'll spot this football. At the 19, a pickup of eight on the catch there by Cockwarf from McGinnis. Six completions in 10 throws for McGinnis. Hands the ball this time to Steer. Steer gets a couple on the first and 10 from the 19. Colton Steer. They'll say this football at about the 17. A pickup of two on the play for Steer. Second down and about eight for the Cardinals at the Patriots. 17. 1:48. Clock continues to run. Cardinals started at their own 34 on this drive. Maryland I. McGinnis hands off to the third man through. Running the football is Skyler Vergith. Vergith running that football from the 17. They'll spot it at the 15. A pickup of two. Going to be third and about six. for Giff. Got two. Third and about six at the 15-yard line for the Creek Cardinals. They continue to take time off the clock. They could go up by two scores here with a touchdown. Wide to the left is Cockwharf. McGinnis has him in a Maryland eye. Derek over center, third and six at the 15. McGinnis turns, wants to throw. Now he's going to have to keep the football. Has nowhere to go, and he's pulled down. The loss on the play back to about the 17-yard line. It's going to be fourth down and long for the Creek Cardinals back at the 17. Fourth down and 8 yards to go. So McGinnis was looking for Cockroft right off the snap. Couldn't get it out there. Had to eat the football and lose two there as the Patriot defense converges on the quarterback, Derek McGinnis. Fourth and eight, Creed at the 17-yard line. 35 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Officials will take a timeout here. We'll keep it here, though. As Adams Central looks like might have an equipment problem. The officials stop the clock. And we'll see what the Patriots are going to do here. The officials talking with Kyle Cutiford. He takes a piece of tape, the way it looks off his wrist, gives it to the official, ready to go. Fourth down, 8 yards to go for the Cardinals. In the shotgun, McGinnis. They're at the Patriots 17. It's fourth and eight. McGinnis gets the football there, and this play stopped, blown dead. Timeout by Crete. Cardinals take a timeout here before they can snap the football. Coach Chuck McGinnis didn't like the way things were setting up there on that fourth and eight play with Derek McGinnis in the shotgun, but we'll keep it here since we are late in the third quarter and a fourth down coming up. It's fourth down and 8 yards to go for the Creek Cardinals at the Patriots 17-yard line. The score is 13-10, 28 seconds to go in the third quarter. So this is going to be maybe one of the plays these two teams look back on. If the Patriots can hold, they'll only be down by three and have the football. If Creek can convert or score, they'll have a two-score lead in the contest. So very big play coming up out of this timeout. The Cardinals had to take it as they want to reevaluate maybe what they want to run here on this fourth down and 8 yards to go. Good football game tonight. Creed has dominated the stats, but they lead it only 13-10. The three turnovers have kept this from being more of a lead for the Cardinals as they have been in Patriot territory and they've turned it over all three times. Now fourth and eight, out they come. In the shotgun, it's McGinnis. Three wide receivers to the left, one to the right. McGinnis gets the football, wants to throw, does to his right. Bullet pass, going to be incomplete. Intended on the near sideline for Ian McGowan, incomplete. And Adams Central holds on downs and will start at their own 17. And the Patriots will get the football on downs as they hold the Cardinals out from the first down on that intended pass to Ian McGowan, who's caught three for and one for a touchdown, but incomplete there. First and 10 for the Patriots at their own 17. So Adams Central gets some momentum back. Only down by three here with 20 seconds to go in this third quarter of play. 13-10 Crete. So the Patriots will start deep in their own territory at their own 17-yard line. We'll see if the Patriots can get a long, sustained drive together. Again, Adams Central has rushed for only 24 yards in this contest. 24 yards rushing for Adams Central in the contest. Goldenstein comes out. Maryland eye this time for Adams Central. Goldenstein is the quarterback. The handoff and a good hold there for Jake Fowler. Fowler passed the line of scrimmage and all the way into the secondary before he's brought down. It's an Adams Central first down from the 17-yard line out to near the 30. With 14 seconds to go and a whistle and somebody down for Adams Central after the play, and it is Jake Fowler. Fowler, the running back, had a nice hole. The Patriots, for maybe the first time tonight, running out of the Maryland eye, and Fowler had a good hole out to about the 29, but Jake Fowler still on the turf here. Fowler's rushed for 16. He's caught three passes tonight. He got the football out to about the 28-yard line, but Jake Fowler on the turf here. And a timeout for an injury here. But again, only 14 seconds to go in the third quarter. And this would be a big hurt for Adams Central if Jake Fowler, their best offensive player, who's also kicked a field goal, of course plays defense too, would be hurt here. And he's on his back, still on the field. Now he's helped up. Seems to be okay. He'll go off for the end of the rest of this quarter, which has only 14 seconds to go. Off under his own power, now jogging a little bit. So that's a good sign. Fowler kind of doing a little circle with his left arm, so apparently he is okay, and that's good news for Patriot fans. Adams Central has the football out at the 29-yard line on that 12-yard run by Fowler. By far the longest run from scrimmage for Adams Central, as Jake has rushed for 28 yards in the contest. 12-yard pickup and a first down. First and 10, Adams Central at the 29. As the clock continues to run late in this third quarter, as it started once again, as Adams Central is going to let the clock run out. That's going to be the end of the third quarter of play. Adams Central with the only points in period number three, a 32-yard field goal for Jake Fowler. So that's the end of three. And this one very much in doubt here after three. Crete 13, Adams Central 10, back with the fourth quarter in 30 seconds.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Back at the KICS 1550 studio, I'm John Dimmer with a look at other local high school games on tonight. Latest we have from Seward, Seward 21, Hastings nothing at half. Bellevue West is leading Kearney 14-0 at half. Sutton leading by two over Sandy Creek in the third, 22-20. And St. Cecilia rolling all over Wood River, 49-0 in the third. Now back to Blaine Bulis with coverage of the Crete Cardinals at the Adams Central Patriots.
We've got a good one going here. We start the fourth quarter. Adams Central trailing Crete, 13-10. Patriots start first and 10 at their 29-yard line. Creighton Reed wants to throw, rolls to his right. Throws it incomplete to Ryan Bruno. Bruno was actually on his knees on the field as Goldenstein had to get rid of the football. It is incomplete. Kyle's 3 out of 8 throwing. Creighton Reed is 3 out of 4. 6 completions for the Patriots. They've thrown for 79 yards. Adams Central has rushed for only 36 in the contest, and it's second down and 10 yards to go at the Patriot 29-yard line. Out comes Adams Central. They'll send wide receivers to the right here for the Patriots. Adam Hunt is one of them. Adam Hunt in there at wide receiver. Shotgun, it's Goldenstein. Throws it across the middle. It's going to be caught by the wide receiver Overmiller out to about the 43-yard line. First down, Patriots. From the 29 out to the 43-yard line, a first down. On the throw there, it's Goldenstein completing it to Overmiller. Up to the 43-yard line, a pickup of 14 and a first down. The catch there by Blake Overmiller. He's caught 3 for 45 yards. First and 10 at the 43-yard line. Adams Central in the shotgun. Creighton Reed now the quarterback. Gets the football. He rolls to his right. Throws it near sideline. Kind of a sidearm shot. No good, but a flag flies, and that might be roughing the passer on the Crete Cardinals. Kind of an awkward throw to the near side by Creighton Reed as he had to get rid of it, intended for Overmiller, way off the mark, and looks like this might be roughing the passer on the Cardinals. That's going to be a 15-yard penalty. Each team cutting down on their penalties so far in the second half, but that's going to be 15 yards and a first down for Adams Central. That moves it from the Patriot 43 all the way down to the Crete 41-yard line, the 15-yard penalty. So a 15-yard penalty moves it all the way down to the 41-yard line of Crete. So Adams Central trying to get in here for the go-ahead score. First and 10 at the 41-yard line. They come out in the shotgun. It's Kyle Goldenstein throws it across the middle. It's caught by Overmiller. Overmiller to the 25-yard line. Goldenstein to Overmiller. Another catch, the fourth by Blake Overmiller from the 41-yard line down to the 25. A pickup of 16 on the play. Another catch there for Blake Overmiller, his fourth for 62 yards, first and 10 at the 25. Adams Central has turned the football over only once on an interception. First and 10 at the 25-yard line for the Patriots. Goldenstein gets the snap. Wants to throw. Does. It's going to be intended for over Miller, but high and no good. Incomplete. Second and 10 at the 25-yard line. Adams Central started this drive on their own 17-yard line. Second and 10, Patriots at the Crete 25-yard line. Early in period number four, 10:53 to go. 13 Crete, 10 Adams Central. Good football game. The Patriots and the Cardinals going toe-to-toe here tonight. Adams Central has a chance to pull off the upset, but a long way to go. From the shotgun, it's Goldenstein. Swing pass goes to Cutterford, incomplete. Third and 10 at the 25. That one thrown just a little bit high by Goldenstein. Kyle is now 5 of 12. Creighton Reed is 3 out of 4 throwing the ball. Third and 10 now at the 25. Third down, 10 yards to go for the Patriots at the Crete 25-yard line. So the Patriots giving the Cardinals everything they want here tonight. Ackerman and Bruna go wide to the right. Fowler goes in the slot right. From the shotgun, it's Goldenstein. Wants to throw the football, does on the screen. It's going to be caught by Cutterford, but the screen smelled out and a loss on the play. The screen over the middle, but the defender there for the Creek Cardinals and a loss on the play. Back from the 25 all the way back to the 27, a loss of 2 on that screen pass that was complete. But a loss on the play as Cutterford caught that screen pass. A loss of 2, and it's fourth down and 12 yards to go for Adams Central at the Crete 27. So out they come. They got to go for it here. Fourth and about 12 at the 27-yard line. And here's Jake Fowler out there again. From the 35-yard line, Jake Fowler is going to try a 45-yard field goal to tie this thing up. The ball is kicked. It's going to be partially blocked and incomplete. The Cardinals will pick up the ball, and they're going to run for a touchdown. About 45 yards. Ackerman catches the young man who got the football for the Crete Cardinals. They block it and return it for almost a touchdown. Looked like was it Colton Mock who got on that football. Or Zach Smady, maybe. But the blocked field goal, and Crete returns the ball all the way down to about the 6-yard line. And that is the biggest play of this game and maybe the determining play of the game. The blocked field goal from 45 yards out, picked up by the Cardinals and run all the way down to about the 6-yard line. McGinnis brings him out, turns, hands the ball off to the running back. Running that football is Skyler Vergith from the fullback position, second and goal. So what a turn of events. The Patriots trying to tie with the field goal. It's blocked. Crete returns the football about 40, 45 yards all the way down to the 6-1-yard gain there. Second and goal for the Cardinals at the Patriot 5. So it could have been tied, and now Crete could go ahead maybe by 10 here with a touchdown and the extra point. 9:10 to go. From the eye, McGinnis turns, hands the football off to Steer. Steer will get into the end zone for the touchdown. Colton Steer, a 5-yard touchdown run. After the blocked field goal, turns into a first and goal. Colton Steer from 5 yards out, and it's 19-10 with exactly 9 minutes to go. Colton Steer runs for five. A 5-yard touchdown run. 3 minutes gone, still 9 minutes to go. But wow, what a turn of events. The blocked field goal turns into the long run for the Cardinals. They get it all the way to the Patriots. 6-2 plays, they score. Colton Steer with the 5-yard run. And the Cardinals will come out and try for one or two here. 9 minutes to go. It's 19-10 now in favor of the Crete Cardinals. And they'll come out, and Ethan Renner will try the extra point. This will be straight on from the 10-yard line, the regular extra point. No penalty here on the Cardinals. Renner will try the extra point. It is down, it is kicked, it is up, and it is good. Ethan Renner with the extra point with 9 minutes to go in the ball game. It's Crete 20, Adams Central 10, back with the Crete kickoff in 30 seconds.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
High school football action is on Platte River Radio. Have a score from another area game? Let us know. Leave a voicemail at 308-646-0506.
And back at Patriot Field in Hastings, Adams Central now finds themselves trailing 20-10 to the Crete Cardinals. After the Cardinals block a field goal, return that field goal. It's a free ball after the block kick. They returned it about 40 yards to the Patriots' 6. Score a couple of plays later on a Colton Steer 5-yard run. Add the extra point. The Patriots were trying to tie it at 13. Field goal block. Crete turns it into a 20-10 lead with 9 minutes to play. So old Mo with the Cardinals right now. And they're penalized for on the touchdown. I guess for excessive celebrating, 15-yard penalty or on the extra point. But they're going to kick off from their own 25-yard line. But Ethan Renner can boot that football. He's kicked it a long way tonight, but he kicks off from his own 25-yard line. Kicks it long and high. Ryan Bruna at the 15, to the 20, to the 25-30, near sideline. Long that near side and out to about the 40-yard line. So Adams Central will start there. Pretty good return there by Ryan Bruna. And Adams Central will start first and 10 near their own 40-yard line. We'll call it the 40. The Patriots now down by 10. They were driving for the go-ahead score. We're going to settle or try to settle for a field goal. It was a 45-yard attempt that was blocked, picked up by the Cardinals, and they run it all the way down to the 6 and score 2 plays later. So the Patriots now trail by 10, 20-10. They have it first and 10 on the 40. Creighton Reed in the ball game to quarterback. In the shotgun. Hands the ball to Cunningham. Fumbles the football. It's still in the turf, and it's recovered by the Crete Cardinals at the Patriot 42-yard line. Adams Central loses the football on the fumble, and the Crete Cardinals will take over in Patriot territory. First down and 10 at the Adams Central 42-yard line. As Cutterford never got the handle on the football, fumbled it away, and the Patriots turn it over. Second turnover of the game and the blocked field goal. And the Cardinals will have it first and 10 at the 42. The things have kind of unraveled in the last couple of minutes on Adams Central. And the Cardinals now are going to run that football, take some time off the clock. Handoff goes to Mock. Mock pulled down by Cutterford. And it doesn't look like much there for Colton Mock. But now the Cardinals want to do what they've done successfully all evening long, run the football, take time off the clock. And they have close to, let's say, 40 rushing attempts, maybe even more. No gain there by Mock. Second and 10 at the Patriot 42, but the clock continues to run. With 8:14 to go, it's a 10-point Crete lead. In the shotgun, it's McGinnis. Takes the handoff, keeps the football. Derrick McGinnis still with the football. Inside the 40, tripped up there. He's inside the 35-yard line. And he's going to get a good gain there on first down, out down to about the 33. He got 9 on the play, did the quarterback McGinnis. He's rushed for 83. Third and about a yard at the Adams Central 33-yard line. Most importantly in this game, the clock continues to run as Derrick McGinnis a bit shaken up on that play. He's still out there, Three new ones come in for the Cardinals. They have a 3rd-and-1 at the Patriot 33-yard line. 7.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. 20-10 Crete. 3rd-and-1 yard. Tight formation. Handoff. First down running the football. Crete Cardinals. Running that football. See who's at the bottom of the pile. Colton Mock runs that football to the 33-yard line, but no gain there, so it's going to be 4th-and-1 yard at the 33. So Mock doesn't get anything there. Still 4th down and 1 yard for the Crete Cardinals. No gain there. 4th and 1 yard at the 33. 6:50 to go in the ball game. 4th and 1 yard. McGinnis over center. Gary McGinnis turns. Wants the quick throw. Does near side. It's going to be incomplete. Ball intended for wide receiver Corey Cockwarf. Incomplete. Adams Central holds and gets the football back on downs at their own 33-yard line. So the Patriots avoid a bullet there. Still have a shot in this game. Down by 10 with 6:39 to go. 1st and 10 on their own 33 as the Cardinals turn it over on downs. First and 10, Adam Central at the 33. Three wide receivers for the Patriots. Adam Central may have to go to almost exclusively a passing game here. Goldenstein in the shotgun. Wants to throw. Still looking. Good protection this time. Still looking. Across the middle. Going to be incomplete. Too high for the intended receiver, Ryan Bruna. Goldenstein's thrown the ball 15 times. Creighton Reed's thrown it 4 times. Incomplete that time. 2nd and 10, 33-yard line for Adams Central. High school football here tonight on ESPN 1550, KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. And a good one here tonight. Adams Central going toe-to-toe with the Crete Cardinals. The Cardinals have dominated the stats, but turnovers have hurt both teams. 3 for Crete, 2 for Adams Central. A blocked field goal turning into the last points for Crete. So mistakes and opportunities by these teams tonight. Goldenstein wants to throw. Well, now we'll have to lob the football to Fowler. Does, catches the ball, and Jake Fowler runs out of bounds at the 45-yard line. Goldenstein was very close to being across the line of scrimmage, but he was not, and it's a 1st down for Adams Central. From the 33 to the Crete 45, a pickup of 22 yards on the catch there by Jake Fowler, his 4th catch. Goldenstein's 7th completion, 10 completions for Adams Central. They're at Crete territory at the 45-yard line. 1st and 10 AC at the Crete 45. 6:23 to go in the ballgame. 20-10 Crete leading. In the shotgun, it's Goldenstein. Kyle Goldenstein, the senior. Drop back to throw. Does near sideline for Blake Overmiller. Far sideline, incomplete. 2nd and 10, Adams Central at the Crete 45. 17 throws for Goldenstein. He's completed 7. 2nd down, 10 yards to go at the 45-yard line for Adams Central, the Crete 45. 6:18 to play. It's Crete 20, Adams Central 10. Wide to the left goes Adam Hunt. And Jake Fowler, wide to the right. Ryan Bruna in the slot. Wide to the right is Blake Overmiller. One back in the backfield with Goldenstein. Wants the big rush. Throws it across the middle. Incomplete for Bruna. Needed about another second there, but not quite enough time. Crete Cardinals with a big rush there. Goldenstein hit. He gets up a little bit slowly, but does get up. Goes to the far sideline. Gets a play about halfway to the sideline. It's a play from Bill Carlin on the far sideline of Adams Central. 3rd and 10 at the 45-yard line for Adams Central. The Patriots probably in a must score some points here on this drive. 6:13 to go. 3rd down and 10 yards to go for Adams Central at the Crete 45-yard line. Shotgun is Goldenstein. 4 wide receivers. A couple of tight ends. Nobody back there with Goldenstein. Wants to throw, does across the middle. It's going to be caught by Ackerman at the 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Jesse Ackerman. A touchdown from 45 yards out. And no flags on the play. Ackerman with the catch and a touchdown. Adams Central back in the football game. 45-yard touchdown. Kyle Goldenstein to Jesse Ackerman across the middle. Ackerman behind the defense. And a touchdown, and it's 20-16. So Adams Central gets the score they needed, and they'll try the extra point. Chance Vorderstrauss. Still 6 minutes to go in the ball game. Vorderstrauss's kick is partially deflected. So no good, and it's a four-point game. That keeps it a four-point game and not a three-point game. The touchdown, extra point blocked. We'll take a timeout with the score. Creed 20, Adams Central 16. We'll be back with the Patriots kickoff in 30 seconds.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Back at the KICS 1550 studio, I'm John Demers. Look at the other local high school games. Seward leading Hastings High 21-14 in the fourth. Sutton and Sandy Creek tied up at 28 in the fourth, and St. Cecilia rolling all over Wood River, 62-0. Back to Blaine Bulis.
Welcome back to Adams Central Patriot Field. The Patriots about to kick off. It's now 20-16. Heck of a Class B football game tonight. Kyle Goldenstein will kick off for the Patriots. A kick over the first wave of defenders, caught at about the 22-yard line. Running the football is Cockwar. He will get out to about the 40 where he's pulled down there. But good field position for the Creed Cardinals. Out to about the 40-yard line. And that's where the Cardinals will start with 5:56 to go. And we'll see if the Patriot defense can put the stops on the Cardinals as they have it at their own 40. 5:56 to go. Four-point lead. So here we go. Out they come with McGinnis. He will turn, hand the football off to Mock. Has a good hole. Has about 7 or 8 on the first down play. Another good first down run by the Creek Cardinals. They'll probably keep it on the ground here unless they can surprise the Patriots. 8-yard pickup to the 48-yard line. Colton Mock has rushed for 81 yards as I have it up here. Second down and 2 at the 48-yard line. 5:45, clock runs, fourth quarter, 20-16 Creek. Maryland I, three stacked behind quarterback McGinnis. Derrick keeps the football straight up the middle over guard and center. McGinnis gets close to the first down, which would be midfield. See where the officials spot it. The Cardinals want to run that football if they can now. Pick up of a yard, third and one at the 49-yard line. One there for McGinnis. He's rushed for 84. Mock for 81. Third and a yard at the Crete 49-yard line. Third and a yard here. 5:22, clock started once again. 20-16 Creek. A battle here tonight at Patriot Field, and a good one. Out come the Cardinals. They stack it in there pretty tight. Third and a yard at the 49. McGinnis over center. Maybe they'll try to draw the Patriots offside. Handed it off to the tailback. First down. Just barely, but Mock got it. Into Patriot territory at the 49. A pickup of 2. The Cardinals needed 1. They have a first down. 15 first downs as I have it for Crete. Mock gets 2 and a first down. First and 10 at the Adams Central 49-yard line. We'll see if Coach Chuck McGinnis has a little conniving spirit here maybe to suck the Patriots into this running game and try to put one over the defense and get a touchdown to ice this one up. Officials call a timeout here. 4:41 to go. So the Cardinals have a fresh set of downs. They got the ball with 5:56 to go. The Patriots have to have a stop to give themselves a chance. Ball is spotted. Clock started once again. 49-yard line for the Creek Cardinals at the Patriot 49. First and 10. Out they come with two wide receivers. Two wingbacks this time. McGinnis will let that clock run down before they snap the football. Man in motion. Handoff goes that man in motion. It's Cockwarf to the near side. He's hit. Keeps his feet. Spins. Ackerman pulls him down at about the 49. Cockwarf avoided one hit. Couldn't avoid the second by Ackerman. But stayed in bounds. No gain there. Second and 10 at the 49-yard, and actually close to about a loss of the yard back to midfield. Loss of a yard on the play. Second and 11 at midfield. Short 11. 3:43, clock continues to run. Double wing again, two wide receivers. One back in the backfield behind McGinnis. McGinnis now wants to throw, rolls to his right, being chased, throws the football, wide open on the play is Cockwarf, inside the 30-yard line. Cockwarf catches the ball for a first down, moves it from the 50 to the Adams Central, 30, a pickup of 20, third catch for Corey. And a first down at the Patriot 30-yard line, a big 20-yard pass play there. A first down for the Cardinals. They went from second and 11 to first and 10 at the 30. 3:23, clock continues to run after they spot the football. First and 10 at the Patriot 30, so a big play there, and the Chuck McGinnis team goes for the pass play and completes it. First and 10 at the 30. 3:10 to go. McGinnis in the shotgun. Keeps the football after the fake. McGinnis straight up the middle about the 25. Another nice run there by McGinnis from the 30 to the 25, a pickup of five. Most importantly, the clock continues to run for the Creek Cardinals. It's at 2:50 and running. The Cardinals took over in this series at their own 40 with 5:56 to go with this four-point lead. Second and five at the Patriot 25. 2:38, clock runs. Adams Central has used one timeout this half. They can only stop it twice. Maryland I. Three behind McGinnis turns. Third man through is Steer. Colton Steer runs hard, still on his feet. To about the 10, maybe inside the 10. It's another first down. First down for the Creek Cardinals from the 25 at football all the way down to about the 10. That was a 15-yard pickup by the Cardinals. They're just outside the 10 and a timeout called by Adams Central. Patriots take a timeout. We'll take one, too, with the score. Creek 20, Adams Central 16, back in 30 seconds.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
And welcome back to Patriot Field. Blaine Bulis with you. 2:23 to go in this fourth quarter. It's Crete 20, Adams Central 16. Crete with the football. They have it first and 10. It's just where they got it. Just inside. It's first and goal at the 9-yard line. So we'll call it first and goal at the 9. So 16 yards on that last run by Steer. First and goal at the time, just at the 10-yard line. They've spotted it at the 10. And McGinnis will toss the football this time. Running the football far side. Good pursuit by the Patriot defense. Not much room there by the running back, Colton Mock. But Adams Central has to stop the clock once again with 2:14 to go. Ball down to the 5. That was a pickup of 5 there by Mock on the first and goal. It's going to be second and goal at the 5. We'll keep it here during this Patriot timeout. And that is the last, I believe, timeout for Adams Central. It was a 5-yard run there by Colton Mock. And it's down to the 5. Second and goal coming up. 2:14 to go. The Patriots have to keep the Cardinals out of the end zone here, or this one will be over. Adam Sentinel's out of timeouts. So you could say the Patriots are in quite a pickle here. The Cardinals have just have three runners with more than 60 yards on the ground. They've rushed for more than 200 yards in this game. Second and goal at the 5 for the Cardinals. Out of the final, Adams Central timeout. 2:14 to play. They'll come out in the Maryland eye, will the Creed Cardinals. They can put this one away with a touchdown. Maryland eye, McGinnis sets him, turns, hands off. It's Steer, the big fullback, powers his way into the end zone. Cardinals say yes, officials say yes. Touchdown, Colton Steer. 5-yard touchdown run for Steer. And it's 26-10 with 2:04 to go. So Colton Steer goes 5 yards for the touchdown. 60-yard drive for the Creed Cardinals that will put this game away. It's 26-16. 2:04 to go. Adams Central out of timeouts down here by 16. And the extra point coming up. Ethan Renner to try it for the Cardinals. 2:04 to play, but it's a 16-point game now. The kick by Renner is way high and long, and it is no good. That one was almost blocked, but no good, they say. And with 2:04 to go, the Creek Cardinals lead it 26-16. Back with the Cardinals kickoff in 30 seconds.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels, downtown Hastings.
And back at Patriot Field, we have only 2 minutes and 4 seconds to go in the game. And the Creek Cardinals now have a 26-16 lead after completing that 60-yard drive. Colton Steer, the final 5 yards, and the touchdown. And Renner's going to kick off. Renner to kick off here. Ethan to try. 2:04 to go. 26-10. There's the kickoff. Long and deep into the end zone. It's Bruna. He'll take it in the end zone, but they cannot return it once it's in the end zone. And Adam Sutter will have it first and 10 at their own 20-yard line with the score 26-16. Of course, the Patriots, if they so choose, will keep that football in the air. They've had to do that, give themselves any chance. They're out of timeouts. They have only 2 minutes to go. They're down by 2 scores, 10 points. ...268 yards on the ground for the Creek Cardinals in this game. 7 completions for Derrick McGinnis. The Patriots struggled on the ground. Quarterback's Goldenstein, the senior's going to take it from the shotgun. He wants to throw. He does across the middle. It's going to be incomplete. 20 throws for Goldenstein, 4 for Creighton Reed. The Patriots have completed 11 out of 24. Second and 10 at the 20. So Adam Central going to go down to the wire here, throwing this football. Try to get a quick score and give themselves a chance with an onside kick. But they're down by 10 with 1:57 to go. And out of timeouts, I do believe. Out they come, second and 10. Goldenstein in the shotgun. A couple of backs back there to protect Goldenstein. 3 wide receivers. All backs now flare out. Goldenstein keeps the football. He's going to be tackled behind the line of scrimmage for a loss. Going to be third down and about 14. Patriots can't stop the clock. Now they can. They did have one timeout left. So the Patriots will take it right here. A loss on the play back to about the 17 or 18. So we'll take one more timeout. When we return, it'll be third and long for Adams Central with 1:46 to go with the score. Crete 26, Adams Central 16, 26-16, back in 30 seconds.
Hastings College graduates become
astronaut, trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman, minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
Welcome back to Adams Central's Patriot Field. The Patriots face the third down and 12 at their own 18, down by 10 with 1:46 to go and no timeouts. That should take the Patriots out of timeouts. Adams Central has had to throw the football. They've rushed for only 38 yards in this game. Three turnovers on Crete, two on Adams Central. That blocked field goal turning into the biggest play of the game. The blocked field goal setting up the touchdown that put the Cardinals up by 10 in the third quarter. Goldenstein wants to throw, does. The far side wide open is Ryan Bruno, but it's overthrown. Bruno was wide open, the ball overthrown by Goldenstein. That was a touchdown. If Bruno could have gotten under it, he could not. Just overthrown, and it's fourth and 12 at the 18. 1:40 to go. This will be it for the Patriots if they can't get 12 yards. The Cardinals can run out the clock and put the knee down a couple of times if the Patriots can't get 12 yards here on this fourth down play. And the Patriots, in fact, going to punt the football. They're just going to punt it away. It's partially deflected and goes out of bounds on the near sideline. So Adams Central just punts the football. Rosfett punts it away. And the Crete Cardinals will get the football. The football partially deflected, goes out of bounds. And the Cardinals will have it with 1:33 to go at the Patriot 27-yard line. So... but the Cardinals have no need to just snap the ball and put the knee down a couple of times to win this thing. They're up by 10 points with 1:33 to go and no Patriot timeouts. So out come the Cardinals for the final 1:33, and the Adams Central Patriots, a valiant effort here tonight. They're going to come up short to the Class B Crete Cardinals. McGinnis is going to take the snap here. And just back up about a yard, put the knee down at the 20 to 30-yard line. He's going to lose three there. It's going to take away just a little bit from the running game, but that's not going to matter. The Crete Cardinals are going to win this football game. We'll have to put the knee down maybe a couple more times. It's back to the 29-yard line. Second and 12, but that doesn't make any difference now. Two more knees down, and this one will be over. The Crete Cardinals are going to win the football game here this evening. 26-16. Out they come again, McGinnis. This puts the knee down. And it'll be third down and long, but again, it'll be the final 40 seconds. Cardinals maybe will have to snap it one more time. But this one is just about over, and the Crete Cardinals, the defending state champions, will go to 4-0 on the season. Adams Central will fall to 2-2. Again, McGinnis will get around the football. And that's going to be it. The knee down on third down, and that's going to be it. The final seconds will tick off a very good football game and a battle all evening long. The Class B number one ranked Crete Cardinals beat the Adams Central Patriots, but a great effort by every member of these football teams tonight. The Crete Cardinals win it. The final score, Crete 26, Adams Central 16. We'll talk about this football game, and a good one it was, in 90 seconds.
A healing environment.
people who care for you and about you. A safe, comfortable place. At Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, we are focused on privacy, patient-centered care, and advanced technology. That's our tradition and our promise. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare. Innovative comfort and care.
When it comes to your harvest tire needs, the most trusted name in the field is CPI Mr. Tire. Combine farm tires are 1244 cash and carry for size 24.5 by 32 12 ply. The Super Fleet truck tire is low as $160.99 cash and carry for size 8.25 by 20. And if trouble stops you in the field, there's 8 tire units to serve you at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
CPI.
Every real sports fan knows when it comes to watching their favorite sports, having a bite to eat, or just a night out with friends. The Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill hits the spot. Challenge your sports IQ with Buzz Time Trivia. Follow your fantasy players or support your home team and head to the Bullseyes for the fifth quarter. Stop in every Friday or Saturday and try what put Bullseyes on the map. Their famous cuts of prime rib. For lunch, dinner, or after the game, sports fans go to the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. The real sports bar. 2017 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Back at 1550 KICS Studio, look at the quick local high school games going on. Finals, Seward 28, Hastings 14. Bellevue West pulls it out over Kearney 24-21. Sandy Creek defeats Sutton 35-28. And St. Cecilia 62, River nothing. Back to Blaine Bulis.
Okay, the Creek Cardinals win this one here tonight at Patriots Field over the Adams Central Patriots by the score of 26-16. But a very good, competitive, hard-fought football game. Just both, all the members of both these teams laying it on the line here tonight. The Creek Cardinals, number one ranked, the unbeaten Cardinals, the defending state champions, win this football game by the score of 26-16. Adams Central jumped out in front in this game after a turnover by the Cardinals on their first possession. A fumble recovery by Kevin Holland. The Patriots score on a Creighton Reed 1 yard touchdown run as they had only to go 14 yards. Reed goes 1 yard and scores the extra point by Chance Vorderstrauss. 7-0 Adams Central at the 9:13 mark. That was the only scoring in the first quarter. Another turnover in that first quarter by the Cardinals on an interception as the Patriots defense gets an interception there. 7-0 Adams Central after the first quarter of play. Then in the second quarter, the Patriots turn the football over on an interception, and Colton Mack goes 3 yards on a touchdown run. 7-6 is the extra point blocked there. 7-6 in favor of the Adams Central Patriots at the 8:02 mark. But a drive to end the second quarter of play for the Creek Cardinals. 86 yards, 17 plays, a 31-yard pass play from Derek McGinnis to Ian McGowan. The touchdown of 31 yards on the pass play. The extra point good, 13-7 Crete with 14 seconds to go in the second quarter, 13-7 Cardinals at halftime. And then after a turnover in the third quarter by the Crete Cardinals, Jake Fowler kicks a 32-yard field goal for the Adams Central Patriots. It's 13-10 at the 5:45 mark, 13-10 after three quarters. But then the big play of the football game in the fourth quarter with Crete leading 13-10, Adams Central in Crete territory. They try a 45-yard field goal from Fowler. That kick is blocked. The ball bounces into Patriot territory, and the Cardinals pick it up and run it all the way down to the 6-yard line. Of course, that blocked field goal. It's a free ball, and the Cardinals pick it up, take it about 40 yards down to the 6-yard line. Two plays later, Colton Steer, a 5-yard touchdown run. It was 20-10 after the extra point with exactly 9 minutes to go, and the Cardinals had a 10-point lead. Adams Central did come back and got a 45-yard pass touchdown from Kyle Goldenstein to Jesse Ackerman. It was 20-16 with 6:03 to go in the ball game. After the kickoff, the Creed Cardinals took over with 5:56 to go on their own 40-yard line, and they go 60 yards and scored with 2:04 to go. They took 3 minutes and 52 seconds. They went 60 yards, and Colton Steer goes the final five to complete that drive and to put to the final score at 26-16 for the Crete Cardinals as they held the football for almost 4 minutes with that 3-point lead, get the touchdown, a four-point lead and get that touchdown. It puts them up by 10. The Patriots cannot get a first down in their final possession and punt the ball away, and the Crete Cardinals run out the clock, and the Cardinals win it by the score of 26-16. Well, unofficially for the Crete Cardinals, they pounded that football at the Patriots all evening long. 265 yards on the ground as we have it, 123 through the air for the Cardinals. Colton Mack rushed for 88 yards. Colton Steer rushed for 71. Quarterback Derek McGinnis for 85 in the ball game this evening. McGinnis also completed 7 passes in 11 attempts. 3 catches for 45 yards for Corey Akakwar. 3 catches, including 1 for a touchdown, and 56 yards for Ian McGowan, and 1 catch for Corey Hines for the Cardinals. 265 on the ground, 123 through the air, 388 total unofficially for the Crete Cardinals, and they get 26 points. Adam Sendel just could not rush the ball tonight. The Patriots, 38 yards on the ground. Again, they were held to a few yards, just a few yards less than that last year when these two teams played, but only 38 on the ground for the Patriots. They throw for 163 as the Patriots completed 11 passes, 8 completions for Kyle Goldenstein, 3 for Creighton Reed in the game, 11 completions in 5, 10, 15, 21, 25 attempts, 11 completions for Adams Central, 4 catches for Blake Overmiller for 62 yards, 1 catch for 45 and a touchdown for Jesse Ackerman, 4 catches for 64 yards for Jake Fowler, 1 catch for 6 for Ryan Bruna, 1 catch for a minus 2 yards to Kyle Cutterford. The Patriots, 163 throwing, 38 rushing, 201 total, but again, only 38 rushing the football. That, of course, not the Patriots' way that they want to play, but they did a pretty good passing game, did get 163 yards there, including a touchdown pass to Jesse Ackerman. And the other touchdown for Adams Central was a Creighton Reed one-yard touchdown run, Jake Fowler, a 32-yard field goal. But the Crete Cardinals just have too much for the Patriots here tonight. But what a battle it was this evening, and Crete wins it by the score of 26-16 as the Crete Cardinals keep coming at you, coming at you, coming at you, offensively and defensively, and they kind of... We'll see what Coach Carlin thinks on the post-game show. The Patriots just battled all the way long, but they had to have some tired young men at the end of that football game this evening as the Crete Cardinals win it by the score of 26-16. Well, that's not all we have here from Patriots Field. We will have our player of the game. That program's up next. After that, the coach speaks, the coach's post-game show. We hope to hear from Bill Carlin, head football coach of the Adams Central Patriots. So that's it for the play-by-play. Again, the final score, Crete 26, Adams Central 16. Stay tuned. The Player of the Game program is up next.
This high school football play-by-play has been brought to you by the ESPN Radio 1550 KICS Sports Boosters. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the Player of the Game and the Coach's Post-Game Show on ESPN Radio 1550. KICS.
Health and happiness. Kind regard for others. Honoring relationships. These are long-standing values of our hometown and state. Values that are important to us, too. Through generations of change and innovation, we've always offered health care focused on you. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare. A tradition of respect.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your Rheem dealer. Relax, it's Rheem.
And welcome back to Patriot Field. 26-16, Crete defeats Adams Central here tonight. The Patriots falling in this one by 10. Adams Central throwing for 163 yards. They have 11 completions in this game, 8 for Kyle Goldenstein. Leading rusher was Jake Fowler with 28. Fowler also kicks a field goal. 4 catches in the ball game for Blake Overmiller, 4 for Jake Fowler in the contest. We will name our Patriots player of the game right after this.
I don't know.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
The Patriots dropped this one to the Crete Cardinals by the score of 26-16. We're going to kind of go with a defensive player here tonight. In fact, Kyle Cutterford, who graded out very well defensively here tonight, leading that Patriot defense as they seem to be under just constant pressure by the offense of the Crete Cardinals. Cutterford, the senior, of course, plays fullback on offense and linebacker on defense, and I don't have the official count on how many tackles Kyle had, but we're going to go with the consensus here. Kyle Cutterford is going to be our player of the game. We'll get a certificate out to Kyle here for his play here this evening in the Adams Central loss to Crete by the score of 26-16. So the senior Kyle Cutterford will be our Adams Central player of the game. Stay tuned. The coach's postgame show is up next.
The player of the game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer. Give them a call at 462-9190. That's 462-9190. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the coach's postgame show up next on ESPN Radio 1550, KICS.
Pro Team Design is proud to support our area athletes and their fans. We do that the best way we know how, which is providing quality screen printing and embroidery and unmatched service to all of Central Nebraska. For everything from youth football to college volleyball, we have the brands you want at prices you can afford. So call Pro Team Design in Grand Island today for all of your corporate, athletic, or personal screen printing and embroidery needs. Pro Team Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
This is the Coach's Postgame Show, presented by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings.
Back at Patriot Field once again. This is the Coach's Postgame Show. The coach speaks. Bill Carlin has joined us. He's the head football coach of the Adams Central Patriots as the Patriots drop this one to the Crete Cardinals by the score of 26-16. I guess, first of all, Coach, just what an effort by both these teams tonight. Just a very good Class B game. Yes, there were some turnovers and other things all evening long. You were closer to it than we are up here, and you mentioned it was really physical, wasn't it, Coach?
Yeah, it really was. They got a tremendous, especially the right side of their line is very, very good. Those two boys are very good linemen, probably two of the best linemen I've seen in a while. But a very physical ball game. I thought our kids fought tooth and nail and gave it everything they had. And their kids played really, really hard also and gave it everything they had. And it was just a battle back and forth. And we were forced pretty much to go to the air because they were controlling the line of scrimmage. And our kids just wouldn't quit though. You know, they just kept fighting and found a way to hang around and stay with them. And, you know, the last 2 weeks or 3 weeks, we've played three of the better teams in the area and maybe eastern half of the state, and we've battled with all three of them very well, and our kids have really fought. And so we haven't lacked any effort. I'm really proud of our kids there.
You take advantage of a turnover early on and get the first score of the game and lead it 7-0 after one, but it's just – they're just unrelenting, aren't they, on offense, aren't they? They show you so many different looks. It's just very hard. You can't key in on anybody on their offense, and they just wear you out, don't they, Coach, defensively, and they get a couple of second-quarter touchdowns, but, it's still 13-7 at halftime. So a good ball game all the way through, but they're just unrelenting offensively, aren't they?
Yeah, they really are, and I thought a big play of the half, the first half. Obviously, we got a break with a turnover, but when they scored right before halftime, yeah. You know, that was a big play. We went our deep. B went for the knockdown and didn't get it, and they make the catch, and so that's a play we got to play a little better there, and play the receiver and hit him and knock the ball away. If we're not positive, we're going to get the ball, but that's high school football, you know, and so. But I thought our kids then came back in the second half and hung in there. And, I mean, we're down 3 points or whatever with less than 6 minutes to go in the game. So, you know, our kids just fought and found a way. But we had some things that were, you know, went our way. But we also had some things that didn't go our way.
Yeah, a couple of turnovers for Adams Central, three on
on Crete, and you come out of the 13-7 deficit after they score late in the first half. You get a field goal in the third quarter. It's 13-10 after three, and I guess the real deciding part of the game, you're down there going for a go-ahead touchdown, but then are forced to try a long field goal, and that kick blocked. They return it about 40 yards down to the Patriots' six and score a couple plays later. So obviously that a key part of the ball game. Those things don't happen very often on a field goal, but they happen tonight, and it seems to go. If you're the state champions or whatever, those things go in your favor, usually, don't they, Coach?
Well, they made the play, it probably wasn't a very smart play on my call on my part of going for the field goal. Maybe that I just felt like we were about 4th and 15 on the play, and I thought we maybe had just as good a chance to get tie the game up there at 13-16 or 13 whatever it was at that time. We were down three, and so I thought I'd give it a shot. Jake's a good kicker, but we tried to drive it maybe a little too much, and it didn't really get the height it needed at all. And then I didn't think unfortunately, we did not react very well to the ball. It kind of hit a lineman and bounced straight up, and our guys couldn't find it, and theirs did, and he got loose on us, and like you said, got clear down to our 5-yard line.
Yeah, and they score a couple plays later. 20-10 at that point, 9 minutes to go. But your team, in less than 3 minutes, comes all the way back, and Kyle Goldenstein finds Jesse Ackerman, 45-yard touchdown, 20-16 with 6:03 to go. But Crete has a 60-yard drive after that. But your kids come right back, Coach. They kept themselves in the ballgame. They gave themselves an opportunity, and they could have said, 10 down with 9 minutes to go. But they came right back, didn't they? Got to be proud of that, too.
I'm very proud of that. Actually, one of my assistant coaches said, this group just won't quit, will they? And, that's kind of been the theme of this team. They play the whole game, and their motto is we're going to leave it all on the field. And they've done that on all four of their games so far, and they've played hard, and they've played some great competition. And we're 2-2 at the end of 4 weeks, we've played some of the top teams in the state, and so, we just got to keep growing. I know we're better than we were at the start of the year, and hopefully the second half of the year we can get some W's.
But make no mistake, the great effort by your ball club, and as you alluded to and saying all year, and most people know, this is a very good Crete football team, and they haven't won their last game of the season, that's for sure. Yeah.
No.
They could win this thing again, maybe, right?
Well, they're very physical, and they're probably the most dominating team we've played so far as the things they can do on the line of scrimmage. Their quarterback's very good at spreading the field when he wants to, and then they ran him a lot more tonight than they have and stuff, and he's a weapon up there too. But you got a 210-pound tailback and a 210-pound fullback and a guard that's 260 and a tackle that's 280 and a quarterback that's 205, and I mean, they just keep coming at you and coming at you and coming at you. And I think we were giving up about 30, 40 pounds a man out there for most of the night. And our kids fought. And even had one of my kids says, Coach, this was a great game tonight. This was fun to play, And that's just kids. They gotta realize it's still a game. Winning and losing is a part of it. But, I always say the two greatest emotions you ever experience in sports is winning and then losing. So, that's part of it. And there's going to be a winner and loser every night.
Would you agree, Coach, that your kids, this Patriot team, when the season started, you didn't have that many guys back with a lot of varsity experience. I'm sure they learned a lot more tonight. The Crete kids, a lot of seniors, they know how to win games like this and now what they need to do. And maybe your guys are still in that process of learning, but I'm sure they learned a lot again playing tonight, didn't they? They're growing up some more, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. It's been a challenge this last 3 weeks with some of the teams we've played. We've played three teams with a lot of experience returning. And like you said, sometimes that game time experience makes a difference. But I thought our kids just fought, and we tell them they're not first-year starters anymore. They're veterans now, so they got to react that way and play that way. So, we'll put it all together and wash it off tonight afterwards, and we'll go back to work. And we got about a 6-hour jaunt to go to Gearing on the bus, so that ought to be fun.
And
we'll see how things shake out next week.
Oh, look at it this way, Coach. You'll gain an hour of time going out there, right?
Yeah.
Big deal, right? Yeah, there you go. Next Friday at Gearing against the good Gearing Ball Club. But we'll have a lot more chances to talk about that one next week. It's a great effort by your kids, Crete kids, too. Coach, a good football game to watch. I'm sure it was quite intense coaching it, too, and the players, at least it sounds like they had fun and learned a lot and had a great effort tonight. And thanks for coming up, and good luck next week. We'll talk about that one next week.
All right. Thanks a lot, Blaine.
Okay, Bill Carlin, head football coach of the Adams Central Patriots. They dropped this one 26-16 to the Crete Cardinals here tonight. We'll take our timeout and wrap things up here on the Coach's Postgame Show. Back right after this.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
Okay, we'll wrap things up here at Patriot Field with Adams Central losing this one to Crete by the score of 26-16. But again, what an effort by every member of both of these football teams. Just one of those, and it's not cliched here, hard fought, intense action, good speed, good quickness, good strength, just a very good high school football game. Crete winning it by the score of 26-16. The Patriots lead it 7-0 after one quarter. 2 second quarter scores by the Cardinals. They lead it 13-7. They score their second touchdown with only 14 seconds to go in the half. Go up 13-7 at half. A field goal by the Patriots makes it 13-10 after three. But then in the fourth quarter, a blocked field goal turns into a 40-yard run after the block, all the way down to the Patriot 5 by the Crete Cardinals, and they score two plays later, go up 20-10. Adams Central comes right back to make it 20-16 on a pass play from Kyle Goldenstein to Jesse Ackerman. But the Cardinals then drive 60 yards in their last possession and led it 26-16. So each team taking advantage of their opportunities come down the field, and Crete wins it by the score of 26-16. The Patriots now 2-2 on the year. The Crete Cardinals, number one ranked in B, defending state champs, now 4-0. Adams Central hits the road next week out to Gehring against a good Gehring football team. That'll be next Friday night. Again, the final score, the Crete Cardinals 26, the Adams Central Patriots 16. That will do it from Patriots Field. For our producer-engineer, John Dibbern, I'm Blaine Bulis. The Patriots fall to the Cardinals. Crete 26, Adams Central 16. Have a great rest of the weekend.
The Coach's Postgame Show has been brought to you by Tully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings. High school football has been a sports presentation of Platte River Radio.